/copyright 5. Effect of small accounting practices on the performance of micro and small enterprises in Nakuru Central Business District. Check clear bar 2 Henry B 2 1 1 0 2 1 5 0 0 2 0 1 3. Effect of small accounting practices on E 2 0 1 5 3 1 2 1 4. AR research thesis submitted to the School of Business Management and Economics in partial fulfillment of the requirement for the award of the degree of Master of Business Administration, Accounting Option, of Dedanakimathi University of Technology. April 2015. 20153-1214. Declaration. F. Do hereby declare that this thesis is my own original work and has never been submitted to any university or institution for the award of a degree. Signature. CLSJO date. Name. Check clear bar 2B21102150002013. Supervisors TFC. I approve this thesis for examination of the university supervisor. Signature. Date. CIFL. Name, Dr. Riro Karma. Lecturer, Finance and Accounting Department, Dedanakimathi University of Technology, Nyeri. Signature, name, Dr. David Kiragu. Date, Lecturer, Finance and Accounting Department, Dedanakimathi University of Technology, Nyeri. Dedication. I dedicate this thesis to my supervisors Dr. Riro Karma and Dr. Kiragu David. They have remained a great blessing and source of encouragement to me throughout this research. May God bless them abundantly. %. Degrees are. %. Acknowledgement. I wish to first acknowledge Godfather who hath in heaven for giving me good health, strength, and also ability to carry out my research thesis successfully. My profound gratitude also goes to my supervisors Dr. Ririkama and Dr. Kiragu David for their tireless effort guiding me, without whom this study would not have been a success. I am happy to express my heartfelt thanks for White Maryland expertise I received from them while undertaking this research proposal. I also owe several individuals my appreciations. My gratitude goes to my friends who supported me financially and morally through this research study. I would also like to recognize my friends and many other people who individually or collectively contributed to the success of this research proposal. To all I say thank you and wish you God's blessings. If. Table of Contents. Declaration. If. Dedication. If. Acknowledgement. If. Table of Contents. V. List of Tables. V. List of Figures. X. Abbreviations. Kissy. Abstract. Kissy. Chapter 1. 1. Introduction. 1. 1.1 Background. 1. 1.2 Statement of the problem. 7. 1.3 Objectives of the study. 8. March 1, 2001 General objective. 8. March 1, 2002 Specific objectives. 8. 1.4 Research hypothesis. 8. 1.5 Significance of the study. 8. 1.6 Scope of the study. 9. 1.7 Limitations of the study. 9. 1.8 Definition of significant terms. 9. Chapter 2. 10. Literature review. 10. 2.1 Introduction. 10. 2.2 Theoretical literature. 10. February 2, 2001 Agency theory. 10. February 2, 2002 Resource-Based View Theory. 11. February 2, 2003 Decision Theory. 11. 2.3 Empirical Review. 12. March 2, 2001 Small Accounting Services Offered to MSES by Accountants. 12. March 2, 2002 Bookkeeping. 12. March 2, 2003 Accounting and Auditing. 13. March 2, 2004 Tax Filing and Planning. 14. 2.4 Role of Small Accounting Practices on MSE Performance. 15. 2.5 Challenges Faced by MSES in Kenya While Adopting Small Accounting Practices. 20. 2.6 Conceptual Framework. 22. 2.7 Operational Framework. 24. Chapter 3. 28. Methodology. 28. 3.1 Introduction. 28. 3.2 Research Design. 28. 3.3 Population of the Study. 29. 3.4 Sample Design. 29. 3.5 Sample Size. 30. 3.6 Data Collection Instrument and Procedures. 31. June 3, 2001 Questionnaire. 31. June 3, 2002 Method of Data Collection. 31. 3.7 Pilot Study. 31. July 3, 2001 Reliability and Validity of Data Collection Tools. 32. 3.8 Data Analysis. 32. Chapter 4. 34. Data Analysis and Interpretation. 34. 4.1 Introduction. 34. 4.2 Response Rate. 34. 4.3 Background Information. 34. March 4, 2001 Years of Operation. 35. 4.4 Analysis and Interpretation per Objective. 37. April 4, 2001 Effect of Bookkeeping on Financial Performance. 37. April 4, 2002 Effect of Accounting and Performance of MSE. 41. April 4, 2003 Influence of Auditing on Performance of MSE. 46. April 4, 2004 Effect of Tax Accounting and Performance of MSES. 49. April 4, 2005 Effect of Non-Compliance Services and Performance of MSES. 52. April 4, 2006 Effect of Small Accounting Practices on the Performance of MSES. 55. Chapter 5. 60. Summary Conclusions and Recommendations. 60. 5.1 Introduction. 60. 5.2 Summary. 60. February 5, 2001 Bookkeeping. 60. February 5, 2002 Accounting. 60. February 5, 2003 Auditing. 61. February 5, 2004 Tax Accounting. 61. February 5, 2005 Non-Compliance. 61. 5.3 Discussion. 62. March 5, 2001 Bookkeeping. 62. V. March 5, 2002 Accounting. 62. March 5, 2003 Auditing. 63. March 5, 2004 Tax Accounting. 63. March 5, 2005 Non-Compliance Services. 63. 5.4 Conclusions. 64. April 5, 2001 Effect of Bookkeeping on MSES Performance. 64. Effect of Accounting on MSES Performance. 64. Effect of Auditing on MSES Performance. 64. Effect of Tax Accounting on the Performance of MSES. 64. Non-Compliance Services and MSES Performance. 64. 5.5 Recommendations. 65. 5.6 Areas of Further Study. 65. References. 66. Appendices. 72. Appendix I Letter of Introduction. 72. Appendix the Second Questionnaire. 73. V. List of Tables. Table 3.1. Target Population. 29. Table 3.2. Research Sample. 30. Table 4.1. Gender of the Respondents. 34. Table 4.2. Years of Operation. 35. Table 4.3. Nature of Business. 36. Table 4.4. Number of Employees. 36. Table 4.5. Management of the Business. 37. Table 4.6. Do you record transactions? 37. Table 4.7. Bookkeeping responsibility. 38. Table 4.8. Model fitness of bookkeeping and MSE performance before adoption of bookkeeping. 39. Table 4.9. Anniversary of bookkeeping and sales. 39. Table 4.10. Regression coefficients. 39. Table 4.11. Model fitness of bookkeeping and MSE performance after adoption of bookkeeping. 40. Table 4.12. Anniversary of bookkeeping and level of sales. 40. Table 4.13. Coefficients of bookkeeping and level of sales after adoption. 41. Table 4.14. Business operation experience. 42. Table 4.15. Business failure history. 42. Table 4.16. Reason for business failure. 42. Table 4.17. Contribution of improper bookkeeping to business failure. 43. Table 4.18. Model fitness of accounting and MSES performance before adoption of financial statements. 43. Table 4.19. ANIVA of accounting and annual level of sales. 44. Table 4.20. Regressions coefficients of accounting and performance of MSE. 44. Table 4.21. Model fitness of accounting and performance of MSE after adoption of financial statements. 45. Table 4.22. ANIVA of accounting and level of sales after adoption and performance of MSE. 45. Table 4.23. Regression model coefficients. 46. Table 4.24. Presence of internal controls. 47. Table 4.25. Nature of internal controls. 47. Table 4.26. Audit of books of accounts. 48. Table 4.27. Purpose of audit. 48. Table 4.28. Frequency of audit. 48. Table 4.29. Model fitness of tax accounting and performance of MSES performance before adoption. 49. Table 4.30. ANIVA of tax accounting and performance of MSEs. 49. Table 4.31. Regression model coefficients of tax accounting and performance of MSEs. 50. Table 4.32. Model fitness of tax accounting and performance of MSES after adoption of tax accounting. 50. Table 4.33. ANIVA of tax accounting and performance of MSE after adoption of tax accounting. 51. Table 4.34. Regression model coefficients of tax accounting and performance of MSE after adoption. 51. Table 4.35. Extent of outsourcing accountancy services from accounting firms. 52. Table 4.36. Model fitness of non-compliance services and performance of MSES before adoption. 52. Table 4.37. ANIVA of outsourcing of non-compliance services and performance of MSE. 53. Table 4.38. Regression model coefficients. 53. Table 4.39. Model fitness of non-compliance services and performance MSES after adoption. 54. Table 4.40. ANIVA of non-compliance services and performance of MSE after adoption. 54. Table 4.41. Regression model coefficients. 54. Table 4.42. Model summary small accounting practices and MSES performance before adoption. 55. Table 4.43. ANIVA of small accounting practices and performance of MSE. 56. Table 4.44. Regression model coefficients. 56. Dunning practices. Table 4.45. Model fitness of small accounting practices and MSES performance after adoption. 57. Table 4.46. ANIVA of small accounting practices and performance of MSE. 57. Table 4.47. Regression model coefficients. 57. Table 4.48. Challenges faced by entrepreneurs in adoption of small accounting practices. 59. Small ec. 2. 9. List of figures. Figure 1. Conceptual framework of the effects of small accounting practices on the MSES performance. 22. Figure 2. Operational framework for the specific independent variables to be studied. 25. X. Abbreviations. ACA. Association of Chartered Certified Accountants. AICA. AIS. ASB. CBS. EC. EP. GDP. IAS. IFRS. ILO. ITD. KMES. MSES. SEC. American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, Accounting Information System, Accounting Standards Board, Central Bureau of Statistics, and Degrees Teeling Commission. Generally accepted accounting principles, gross domestic product. X. International Accounting Standard, Internationalische Reporting Standards, International Labor Organization. International Tax DI. N. Kenya National Bureau. Micro and Small Enterprises, Securities and Exchange Commission. / percent versus 11. Abstract. The purpose of the study was to investigate the effect of small accounting practices on the performance of micro and small-sized enterprises, MSES. The general objective of the study was to determine the effect of small accounting services on the performance of MSEs in Nakuru County. The specific objectives of the study were to examine the effect of bookkeeping on the performance of MSES, to assess the effect of accounting on the performance of MSES, to investigate the effect of auditing on the performance of MSES, to establish whether tax accounting has an effect on the performance of MSES, to explore the non-compliance services' effect on performance of MSES. This research was guided by agency theory, resource-based theory and decision theory as the theoretical framework. This study adopted a descriptive research design. Using Yamane's formula, a stratified sample of 74 microenterprises from 26 MSEs were arrived. Pilot study was carried out to test the reliability and validity of the data collection instrument, which was self-administered in population. A response rate statistical package for S frequencies, mean, and pen hypothesis. Tables where a regression model was used to the 5 study independent variable indicated that bookkeeping, ECA, significant effect on the performance leverage the use of small accounting prior bookkeeping and non-compliance had an EFT. Was a semi-structured questionnaire. The data collection tool booked to the selected and representative sampled from was achieved. Primary data was analyzed with the aid of SPSS software. Descriptive statistics, that is, S, were generated and discussed before testing the study null and various aspects of the variables. A bivariate linear and the nature and significance of the relationship between D performance of MSE. The findings of the study auditing and tax accounting individually had a study recommend that MSE should financial performance collectively, Lance of MSES. Chapter 1 Introduction. 1.1 Background. In many economies, there are few large-scale enterprises, followed by a larger number of medium enterprises, whereas micro and small enterprises, MSES, dominate most of the economic landscape of most countries. Kesey and Temu, 2010, Benjin and Shu, 2009, Tarmadi, 2005. This industrial structure is common in most developing economies and Kenya alike, where the MSEs are very many and engages a better part of the Kenyan populace both from the rural and urban settings. It cuts across all sectors of the Kenya's economy and provide one of the most prolific sources of employment, not to mention the breeding ground for medium and large industries, which are critical for industrialization, Sessional Paper 2 of 2005. According to the MSMES Act, 2012, a microenterprise is defined as an enterprise having a maximum of 10 employees with annual turnovers of less than KES 500,000 and capital formation of less than KES 5 million for services or less than KES 10 million for enterprises doing manufacturing. Small enterprises are defined as those that employ between 10 and 50 workers with annual turnovers between KES 500,000 and KES 5 million and capital formation between KES 5 million and KES 20 million for RSERVICES, or between KES 5 million and KES 50 million for enterprises doing manufacturing. Experts differentiate WACALI, informal, microenterprises from very small microenterprises by using the term very small to define microenterprises with 6 telo employees, Steven Song and S.T. Hong, 2005. This study used the following definition of microenterprises, both formal and informal. WACALI, coffee shops, butcheries, retail shops, bars and restaurant enterprises with 0 to 5 employees operating in the open with fixed worksites. Very small enterprises are defined as those with, for 0 employees operating in the open with fixed location, and small scale as registered or formalized enterprises with 11 to 50 employees operating from legitimate business premises. According to the 2010 Economic Survey, employment within the MSES sector accounts for 74.2% of the total person engaged in employment. This sector contributes up to more than 18.4% of the country's GDP. MSES sector is therefore not only a provider of goods and services, but also a driver in promoting competition and innovation and enhancing the enterprise culture, which is necessary for private sector development and industrialization, hence economic growth. 1. Of the country. This is to mean that MSES performance must therefore be increased if it is to effectively respond to the challenges of creating productive and sustainable employment opportunities and hence promoting economic growth and sustainable development in the country. The economic importance of MSES, especially in developing economies, has been widely documented, Aber and Quaerty, 2010. Not only do MSES provide an increasing share of turnover in the private sector in most economies, but many jurisdictions regard them as vital sources of innovation, growth and new jobs. In Kenya, they create employment at low levels of investment per job, led to increased participation of indigenous people in the economy, use mainly local resources, promote the creation and use of local technologies, and provide skills training at a low cost to society, Lakes, 2009. Estimates are that there were about 900,000 small and micro-enterprises establishments employing 2 million Kenyans and generating about 14% of the country's GDP, Dolman, 1994. It is also stated that in Kenya this sector accounted for 20% of the GDP in 1999, CBS, 1999, and 64% of the urban employment by 2002, Kawakazi and Mejira, 2002. The MSES are important for the economic growth in Kenya. It is apparently important to address the MSES contribution to the country's economy for one to be able to understand why this research advocates for the thrive of these enterprises need, 1998, asserts that the death or growth of a country's economy has a strong relationship with the health of the nature of the MSES. In addition, Snodgrass and Biggs, 1996, DFID, 2000. And Beck, 2005, noted that the role of MSES development in contributing to poverty reduction and the general achievement of Millennium Development Goals, MDGs, is vital. It has also been argued that a dynamic and growing MSE sector can contribute to the achievement of a wide range of development objectives, including the attainment of income distribution and poverty reduction, DFID, 2000, creation of employment, provision of the seedbed of industrialization, World Bank, 2004, savings mobilization, BEC, 2005, and production of goods and services that meet the basic needs of the poor, Cook and Nixon, 2005. For the Kenyan case, since the economy is one of the pillars for the Vision 2030, MSES performance is very crucial. 2. The promotion of MSES and, especially, of those in the informal sector such as Wakali is viewed as a viable approach to sustainable development because it suits the resources in Africa. MSES are the main source of employment in developed and developing countries alike, comprising over 90% of African business operations and contributing to over 50% of African employment and GDP, OCAFOR, 2006. The government of Kenya has identified entrepreneurship development as our major policy plunge to achieve economic development. This is evidenced by a number of institutions established by the government to provide funding and improve operational efficiency in the MSES sector. Most of the public and private institutions of higher learning are also offering courses and mentorship programs on entrepreneurship. From the above discussion on the importance of MSES on the economic growth, it is evident that its contribution to taxes can be a big boost to the government in collection of revenue to finance the budget. The International Tax Dialogue, ITD, Global Conference on Taxation of Small and Medium Enterprises held in Buenos Aires, Argentina, 17-19 October 2007 recognized that MSES play a prominent role in all economies. They are important to the economy and they are important to tax policymakers and their administrators. The large numbers of MSES, high turnover rates and sheer diversity present challenges to all administrations. It is easy for micro and small businesses to remain outside the tax net because they are inconspicuous to the tax administration. They are largely cash businesses, meaning inadequate accounting records and audit trail. Arimic inadequate echoerocesis is also NO. Imali. Complicated tax systems and numerous processes is also another reason which makes them difficult and expensive for startup firms to act in good faith. Compliance costs are also much higher relative to larger business operations, and lastly is that small businesses have limited resources and technical capacity. Despite their significance, past statistics indicate that 3 out of 5 businesses fail within the first few months of operation, Kenya National Bureau of Statistics, 2007. However, it is generally recognized that NSEs face unique problems, which affect their growth and profitability and, hence, diminish their ability to contribute effectively to sustainable development. These problems included lack of access to credit, inadequate managerial and technical skills and low levels of education, poor market information, inhibitive regulatory environments, and lack of access to technology, ILO, 1989. 3. According to Strong, Lee and Wang, 1997, poor information quality can create chaos. Unless its root cause is diagnosed, efforts to address it can be worthless. According to Letzny, 2001, the priority ranking of the NSES needs clearly puts information provision at the top of the list of services to be provided. The NSES development is hampered by an information poor environment, Wang, 1997. In most developing countries, market signals on business opportunities, customer trends, and methods of organization are not communicated effectively to the NSES, Lawrence, 2009. The NSES perform better in information-rich environments, Moyer, 2006 and Letzny, 2001. To achieve quality within the information-rich environment, some notable challenges need to be handled head-on. In looking at the challenges, we need to consider them from the three core components which are information players, challenges faced and strategies so as to achieve quality information. According to Finnegan, 2000, enterprises obtain new ideas on how to improve their businesses through, for example, increasing productivity, reducing production costs or accessing a more profitable market. Poor finance management has been posted as the main cause of failure on the NSES, Lenginetra, Pelican Petty, 2006. Baun, Mirror and Reithy, 2009, observe that there is a strong relationship between business performance and the level of training in the business management, especially in business finance Ping. Business management entails keeping proper records of the business transactions. Knowledge and skills in bookkeeping is especially one major factor that impacts positively on sustainability and growth of NSES. Failure to record business financial transactions, bookkeeping G, leads to collapsing of the business within few months of its establishment, Jmaine, 2009. In essence, recordkeeping is one thing an entrepreneur cannot afford to ignore. Y, to Fessel. NSES need to have access to adequate information to enhance productivity, to facilitate market access and to make informed decisions. The establishment of an active NSE sector and the effective utilization of quality business information have been identified as crucial in attaining long-term and sustainable economic growth for developed and developing countries, Lakes, 2005. Financial record keeping is a contributor to making of informed decisions. However, in most developing countries, the NSE sector suffers from inadequacies in the provision of business information which is only available from standalone institutions which is often slow. 4. And cumbersome to access, is limited in scope and is not provided in an integrated manner, Anido, 2005. Accounting Information Systems, AIS, provide a source of information to owners and managers of NSES operating in any industry for use in the measurement of financial performance. The importance of financial performance measurement to any business entity, big or small, cannot be overemphasized. In any sense, profit can analogously be viewed as the lifeblood of a business and hence the accounting basis, concepts and principles adopted ought to capture and report all the relevant reliable accounting information to ensure reliability in its measurement. Reported profits reflect changes in wealth of owners and this can explain why major economic decisions in business are centered on financial performances measured by profitability, Anil Apo and Adegbt, 2014. It has been recognized that appropriate accounting information is important for a successful management of any business entity, whether large or small, European Commission, EC, 20. The American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, 2014, defined accounting as the art of recording, classifying and summarizing in a significant manner and in terms of money, transactions and events, which are, in part, of at least of a financial character, and interpreting the results thereof. The Accounting Standards Board, 2014, on the other hand, has defined accounting as the provision of information about the financial position, performance and financial adaptability of an enterprise that is useful to a wide range of potential users in making economic decisions. NDMZOMO, 2002, in Basic Accounting, defines accounting as the art and science of recording transactions, processing the recorded transactions into a comprehensible form and communicating the information to interested parties. The American Accounting Association, 2014, defined accounting as the process of identifying, measuring and communicating economic information to permit informed judgments by users of information. The definition provided by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, focuses more on the procedures of accounting, while the definition provided by the Accounting Standards Board, ASB, focuses on the purpose of accounting. The underlying purpose of accounting, as implied in the definition provided by ASB, is to provide information about an economic entity to individuals to aid them in the making of economic decisions. It may be useful to emphasize at this juncture that the role of financial accounting and reporting in the economy is 5. To facilitate the making of commercial and economic decisions, but not to determine what those decisions should be, NZOMO, 2002. Financial statements provide small business owners with the basic tools for determining how well their operations perform at all times, reads, 2010. Many entrepreneurs do not realize that financial statements have a value that goes beyond their use as supporting documents to loan applications and tax returns. These statements are concise reports designed to summarize financial activities for specific periods. Owners and managers can use financial statement analysis to evaluate the past and current financial condition of their business, diagnose any existing financial problems, and forecast future trends in the firm's financial position. International Financial Reporting Standards, IFRS, was set to be the accounting standard in Kenya in 1998 by the Council of ICAC, Institute of Certified Public Accountants of Kenya, World Bank, 2001. All financial statements covering periods beginning January 1, 1999, must be prepared in accordance with IAS. IAS are required for enterprises of all types and sizes, both listed and non-listed, Deloitte Touche, International Financial Reporting Standards, page 4. Even though there were no laws for listed companies to prepare their financial statement according to IAS, listed companies were advised by the Capital Markets Authority, CMA, to follow IAS. The rule changed in June 2001 when CMA made IAS mandatory for accounting and financial reporting by all listed companies. The Banking Supervision Department of the Central Bank of Kenya used its legal authority to require individual banks to disclose information in compliance with IAS, World Bank, 2001. However, due to limited resources and the lack of law enforcement to compel MSCS to prepare and keep proper books of accounts, most MSCS do not keep books of accounts. This poses a challenge to the MSCS when it comes to borrowing loans from banks and other financial institutions, and hence a source of failure to secure loans, and in the case they secure, they are given at very high interest rates as they are deemed to be very risky, and this leads to a high cost of capital. A study by Ewira, 2012, revealed that MSCS do not keep complete accounting records because of lack of accounting knowledge and the cost of hiring professional accountants. As a result, there is an efficient use of accounting information to support financial performance measurement. 6. By MSCS. This makes it difficult for the entrepreneurs to calculate their business profit efficiently. Failure of keeping accurate records was highly blamed on the lack of skills in this field. The study further revealed that the owners and managers of MSCS were highly willing to learn more about how to keep accurate records of their business transactions. Farad, 2006, and J.R. Ballin and Dora Med, 2009, however, argue that the high cost of hiring professional accountants leaves MSE owner managers with no option but to relegate accounting information management. Zoa, 2010, proposes the use of accounting software by OA managers and MSES to improve accounting practices, but laments that developers of accounting software are yet to produce the medium-sized software for MSES. It is crucial, therefore, that the small accounting practices of MSES supply complete and relevant financial information needed to improve economic decisions made by entrepreneurs. This research focused on analyzing the small accounting services and practices offered by accountants to micro and small enterprises, to examine the role of small accounting practices on the performance of micro and small enterprises, and investigated the challenges faced by micro and small enterprises when adopting the small accounting practices. 1.2 Statement of the problem. The government of Kenya has placed a lot of emphasis on development of MSES as a means of encouraging self-employment, poverty reduction and debt, so economic growth. This has seen MSES contribute over 50% of the employment opportunities in Kenya and over 40% of the GDP. But unemployment, poverty and slow economic growth still continue to exist in the Kenyan societies. Despite their significance, recent studies show that 60% of the MSES fail within the first few months of operation. Studies also show that it is hard for the MSES to access finances from the financial institutions since they lack proper financial records as a requirement. The question that arises is why these businesses fail. There was one area in particular which has been singled out for attention by researchers, which is the effect of small accounting practices on the performance of MSES. It was surprising to note that no specific research had been undertaken to tap the potential benefits that MSES can reap by adopting a good framework of financial accounting routines. This study sought to assess the effect of small accounting practices on the performance of MSES in Nakuru Town. 7. 1.3 Objectives of the study. March 1, 2001 General objective. The general objective of the study was to investigate the effect of small accounting practices on the performance of MSES in Nakuru Town. March 1, 2002 Specific objectives. I. To examine the effect of bookkeeping on the performance of MSES. I. To assess the effect of accounting on the performance of MSES. I. To investigate the effect of auditing on the performance of MSES. Ho 3. There is no significant relationship between auditing and MSES performance. Ho 4. There is no significant relationship between tax accounting and MSES performance. Ho 5. There is no significant relationship between non-compliance services and MSES performance. If, to establish whether tax accounting has an effect on the performance of MSES. V. To explore the non-compliance services effect on performance of MSES. 1.4 Research Hypothesis. Hoy. There is no significant relationship between bookkeeping and MSES performance. Ho 2. There is no significant relationship between accounting and MSES performance. Shenship between tax I relationship between. 1.5 Significance of the study. The results of the study can be useful to MSES to understand the importance of small accounting practices and its effect on their performance as a source of business growth. It is expected that the study results be used by the national government in developing policies and regulations for MSES, as they are very important for economic development. It was also hoped that County Government of Nakuru will use the results of this study to develop policies and strategies that will guide the planning for and regulation of MSES within Nakuru Central Business District and other parts of the county. Non-governmental organizations, NGOs, and other development partners dealing with poverty eradication was expected to find the report useful. The results of this study will be disseminated in workshops and published and stored in libraries, thus will contribute to the stock of knowledge. 1.6 Scope of the study. Kenya as a country is domiciled by MSES, but this study will mainly focus on the effect of small accounting practices on the performance of MSES operating in Nakuru Central Business District. Furthermore, there are many accounting practices, but this study will emphasis on bookkeeping, accounting, auditing, and tax accounting and non-compliance accounting services. 1.7 Limitations of the study. The main limitation of the research was that resources constraints, meaning that relatively few, 74, MSES will be interviewed in Nakuru Central Business District. This did not detract from the objective, which was the generation of understanding of the effect of small accounting practices on the performance of MSES. Nevertheless, it was desirable to follow up the research with more extensive surveys using the concepts generated in the study to extend and refine the findings. 1.8 Definition of significant terms. Small accounting practices are the accounting practices which micro and small enterprises engage when preparing their financial statements. They are termed small because the transactions carried by MSES are not as many slash huge as those ones of medium and big companies, hence the accounting practices used by large companies do not meet the requirements of MSES. 9. Chapter 2 Literature Review. 2.1 Introduction. This chapter gives a detailed theoretical review on agency, resource-based theory and decision theory. Literature review of the research's objectives includes the discussion of variables of the study, effective bookkeeping, accounting, auditing, and tax accounting and non-compliance services on the performance of MSES. Either PI. Ticker, LE. February 2, 2001 Agency Theory. 2.2 Theoretical Literature. Agency theory addresses the relationship wherein a contract one or more persons the principal, S, engage another person, the agent, to perform some service on their behalf which involves delegating some decision-making authority to the agent, Jensen and Meckling, 1976. This happens because of the spirit iron of ownership and control, when the owner of the company or the board of directors, the principals, have to employ managers' agents to run the business and need to monitor their performance to ensure they act in the owner's interest. First to argue. Individual work effort is always a cost of any firm and that organizational inefficiency is created. Alchin and Mzets, 1972, was the first to argue that monitoring the performance of when the flow of information on individual performance is decreased or blocked. This can happen if there are large teams, unsupervised professionals, or executives of corporations who act autonomously. The main concern of agency theory as proposed by Jensen and Meckling, 1976, is how to write contracts in which an agent's performance, hence organizational performance, can be measured and incentivized so that they act with the principal's interests in mind. Based on the idea that employees at any level will have diverse goals, two main agency problems are identified: how to align the conflicting goals of principals and agents, and how to ensure agents perform in the way principals expect them to. The problems usually identified as a result of agency theory includes information asymmetry, which is the agents have information on the financial circumstances and prospects of the entity which the owners do not have. The small accounting practices will help the owners of MSES to get information pertaining to their financial performance. 10. The agency theory is relevant for this study because as the micro enterprises grows into a small enterprise and later a medium enterprise, hence the owner manager will need to employ staff to help him or her operate the enterprise. Accounting information presented to the owners by the managers will be used to gauge the performance of the management to maximize the owner's wealth. February 2, 2002 Resource-based view theory. Resource-based view theory hypothesizes that with a unique bundle of assets and resources or capabilities, if a company engages it in distinctive ways, it can create competitive benefit, Barney, 2001. Interestingly, consistent with the RBV theorization, MSES uses external accountants as sources of advisory services and decision-making to fill up gaps in their internal resource, Goodham, 2004, Deving and Goodham, 2005. Everett, 2006, Marriott, 2008. Therefore, the RBV is imprecatory to the study of utilization of external resources such as accounting services and its effect on performance of MSES, Bennett and Robson, 2004, MCLVOR, 2009. Resource-based view theory was worthwhile in TISD on outsourcing of accounting functions and provide Kenston. I've basis upon which to consider the factors that determine the tendency of a firm to outsource accounting task. February 2, 2003 Decision Theory. Decision theory is theory about decisions, Hansen, 2005. Decision theory deals with methods for determining the optimal course of action when a number of alternatives are available and their consequences cannot be forecast with certainty. Decision theory is a body of knowledge and related analytical techniques of different degrees of formality designed to help a decision maker choose among set of alternatives in light of their possible consequences. The decision theory is imperious for this study as the financial statements enable a firm to calculate various financial ratios such as return on investment, ROI, and average debtors turnover among others which helps in decision making. 11. 2.3 Empirical Review. March 2, 2001 Small accounting services offered to MSES by accountants. Bestowing to the definition of accounting as provided by Accounting Standards Board, ASB, the primary purpose of any accounting function is that of ongoing financial record keeping, providing information about an economic entity to individuals to aid them in the making of economic decisions. Monetary information of all types ranging from operational expenses, salaries, donations, capital expenditures, investments, cash flow and utilities should be tracked on a monthly basis at a minimum. The ongoing result is the creation of an organization's financial history that can be used in a variety of ways, as it gives managers a snapshot of the firm's financial health and wealth at any given time. Kimmel, 2003. TNN/. March 2, 2002 Bookkeeping. Bookkeeping, in business, is the recording of financial transactions, and is part of the process of accounting. Transactions included purchases, sales, receipts and payments by an individual or organization. The accountant creates reports from the recorded financial transactions recorded by the bookkeeper and files forms with I government agencies. There are some common methods of bookkeeping such as the single entry bookkeeping system and the double entry bookkeeping system. But while these systems may be seen as real bookkeeping, any process that involves the recording of financial transactions is a bookkeeping process. Marcedon, 2008. Bookkeeping is usually performed by a bookkeeper. A bookkeeper is a person who records the day-to-day financial transactions of an organization. A bookkeeper is usually responsible for writing the daybooks. The daybooks consist of purchases, sales, receipts, and payments. The bookkeeper is responsible for ensuring all transactions are recorded in the correct day book, supplier's ledger, customer ledger and general ledger. Marcedon, 2008. Many accounting firms employ full-time bookkeepers or junior accountants to handle basic bookkeeping services for clients. These include accounts payable and receivable, billing, payroll, monthly and quarterly taxes, bank reconciliations, general ledger entries, and monthly trial balances. The bookkeepers might also generate financial statements, but the statements are typically reviewed by a CPA in the firm before being presented to a client. Fritz, 2014. 12. Many MSES business owners fail to recognize the importance of bookkeeping. Many believe that their current cash position is the only important financial measurement and they fail to recognize the critical data that is available in monthly financial statements. The foundation of accurate financial statements is timely, accurate bookkeeping services. Bookkeeping services include customer billings, customer collections, vendor payables, payroll processing and bank account reconciliation. Some important benefits of consistently maintaining your accounting records include improved revenue recognition and quicker conversion of accounts receivable to cash, better measurement of spending allowing for better cash management. Real-time access to account balances including credit cards, credit lines and bank accounts, readily available customer and vendor records, better customer and vendor relationships, clear, concise transaction detail for financial statement preparation and reduced time required for tax return preparation. March 2, 2003 Accounting and Auditing. Accounting is defined by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICA, as the art of recording, classifying, and summarizing in a significant manner and in terms of money, transactions and events which are, in part, at least, of financial character, and interpreting the results thereof. Accounting also refers to the process of summarizing, analyzing and reporting these transactions, NZOMO, 2002. The financial statements that summarize a large company's operations, financial position and cash flows over a particular period are a concise summary of hundreds of thousands of financial transactions it may have entered into over this period. I. Accounting is one of the key functions for almost any business. It may be handled by a bookkeeper and accountant at small firms or by sizable finance departments with dozens of employees at larger companies. Needles, Belvard and Marion, 2013. According to Dix, 2014, an audit is an examination of accounting records undertaken with a view to establishing whether they correctly and completely reflect the transactions to which they relate. In some instances, it may be necessary to ascertain whether the transactions themselves are supported by authority. Mabox, 2013, defines auditing as being concerned with the verification of accounting data, with determining the accuracy and reliability of accounting statement and reports. 13. From the Big Four, Deloitte, PricewaterhouseCoopers, KPMG and Ernst & Young, down to small business accounting firms, the main services offered include accounting and auditing. This means the company will produce financial records, track your revenues and expenses, and provide consulting on your business's overall financial health. The accounting firms can help MSES with long-range planning, such as buying property or upgrading its infrastructure, non-compliance services. It can also help determine how to break even and what cash flow needs are. These services help also to plan your next moves, figure out whether you are making a profit and make decisions about your company's growth, Ogunjimi, 2014. It is clear from the above definitions that auditing is the systematic and scientific examination of the books of accounts and records of a business so as to enable the auditor to satisfy himself that the balance sheet and the profit and loss account are properly drawn up so as to exhibit a true and fair view of the financial state of affairs of the business and profit or loss for the financial period. The auditor will have to go through various books and accounts and related evidence to satisfy himself about the accuracy and authenticity to report the financial health of the business. OSTV. Auditing is a vital part of accounting. Traditionally, audits were mainly associated with gaining information about financial systems and the financial records of a company or a business. Many businesses require a periodic audit of their finances. This might be a requirement of your investors or written into the bylaws of your incorporation. Accounting firms conduct audits by examining not only financial records, but also the processes and controls in place to ensure records are being properly kept, policies are being adhered to, and your financial practices help support your business goals and are the most efficient way to do so. The goal of an audit is to form an opinion on whether your financial statements are presented fairly and accurately, and in accordance with generally accepted accounting practices. March 2, 2004 Tax Filing and Planning. Tax filing involves the completion and submission of tax returns to the national or county government imposing the taxes. A popular specialty area, many accounting firms offer a range of tax services. The firm's accountants can help you figure out a new tax code to help ensure your financial reporting practices are in compliance with current international reporting standard. 14. 1RS, regulations, determine your company's tax liability, and make sure you meet filing requirements and deadlines. The firm will prepare your national and county government's tax returns, and can also help you figure out how to reduce the taxes you must pay, making year-round tax accounting services convenient. This service can also be used to help the entrepreneur to do tax planning. Tax planning is the arrangement of the affairs of a taxpayer in such a way as to minimize tax liability at lowest cost without contravening any tax law or regulations. It is determination, in advance, of the tax effect of proposed business actions. 2.4 Role of small accounting practices on MSE performance. A large number of business failures have been attributed to inability of financial managers to plan and control properly the current assets and the current liabilities, working capital management, of their respective firms. In particular, the small firms may face serious problems due to their operating conditions and specific characteristics. The resource poverty that small firms may face creates a situation where the owner-manager has many functional responsibilities and financial management may just be one of the responsibilities. Thus management time in the small firm may be a scarce resource and thus have a high opportunity cost, Howard, 2009. Business performance dimensions in elude. To using competitiveness in terms of market share, sales growth, customer base, financial performance in terms of profitability, liquidity and capital structure, quality of services in terms of reliability and competence, flexibility in terms of speed of delivery and resource utilization in terms of productivity and efficiency, Fitzgerald, 2006. MSES owners have many tasks. One of the most important and vital to the success of their business is keeping good records. According to Howard, 2009, many small businesses fail to keep adequate records. This leads to major problems and quite possibly the closing of the business. Evidence shows that keeping good records helps increase the chances of business good performance. In essence, the MSES owners or manager should be personally involved in record keeping, Xi'an, 2006. Good record keeping will make them more aware of what is going on in their businesses and it will save them money. According to Ekmiller, Samuel, and Ifelapo, 2012, record keeping is essential to business management. Record keeping involves identification, classification, storage and protection, receipt and transmission, retention and disposal of records for preparation of financial. 15. Statements. They also included that in record keeping, policies, systems, procedures, operations and personnel are required to administer the records. Record keeping plays a key role in management of knowledge necessary for good business performance. Modern organizations are concerned with the capture, use and storage of knowledge. Ewira, 2012, pointed out the following as the most important reasons to set up a good record management: to control the creation and growth of records, to reduce operating costs, improve efficiency and productivity, to assimilate new records management technologies and to ensure regulatory compliance. Accounting records include entries from day-to-day transactions of business, for instance transactions in respect to receipts and expenditure. Records may include a list of organizational assets and liabilities. These help the enterprise to evaluate their performance in a particular period of time, usually at the end of a financial period. Proper record keeping provides evidence of how the transaction was handled and substantiates the steps that were taken in order to comply with business standards. Record keeping is the foundation on which our compliance program should be built upon. Measures should be put in place to capture the documentation and events that take place throughout our transaction, commencing from delivery and payment, Reed, 2010. The main factors that contribute to success or failure of small business are categorized as internal and external factors. The external factors include e-financing, such as the availability of attractive financing, economic conditions, competition, government regulations, technology and environmental factors. The internal factors are managerial skills, workforce, accounting systems and financial management practices. The accounting department is generally viewed as our service unit to support the firm's operations by providing information on cost and performance indicators, Baun, 2009. Enterprises are differentiated by size, sector and the motivations of their owners, Mitchell and Reed, 2000. There cannot be a one-size-fits-all approach to the provision of services and policy formulation. Although it is recognized that management techniques which are relevant for large firms may not be appropriate for the small ones, yet some basic record keeping and financial awareness are essential for tracking their performance. Financial management skills of small business are very different from those of large ones, Kalish and Jarvis, 2002. They found that owner managers follow a wide range of personal and business goals which are inbuilt in the strategies which they adopt and are, therefore, prominent in their firm's information systems. 16. A strand of the literature of this study looks at the importance of accounting practices on the basis of its application in assessing the performance of MSES BUSINESSES by all stakeholders. Elson, Blomskosk, Degard and Johnson, 2004, argue that accounting information users in MSES is on the increase. Another aspect of the studies claimed that, in the process of planning for profit, financial information is assembled in a way that can help make informed judgment and take economic decisions concerning the organization. An accounting system is one of the most effective decision-making tools of management. It provides an orderly method of gathering and organizing information about the various business transactions so that it may be used as an aid to management in operating the business. Kinney, 2001, suggests that accounting is one of the most important types of information for decision-making both within and outside the organization. He further states that the quality of rises are under this information, gauged by its relevance and reliability for a particular decision, is equally important. Many enterprises record their transactions randomly without adherence to any established systems of accounting, hence making it difficult in keeping track of the cash flows in the enterprises. This call for a regulation on this aspect. Mitchell, 2000, argued that accounting information could help MSES manage short-term problems in such areas as costing, expenditure and cash flow by providing information to support monitoring and control. Essex, an emphasis is laid on the significance of keeping proper books of accounts by Burri Abaruma, 1998, because it enables small businesses to have accurate information on which to base decisions. MSES project its purchases and sales, determine break-even point, and make a wide range of other financial analysis based on accounting information. The study contends that lack of proper accounting records has seen the closure of some businesses and thus makes it a significant issue for business success. According to Ibaid, 1998, the quality of accounting information utilized within an enterprise has a positive relationship with an entity's performance. Similarly, it has been emphasized that there is the need for financial information for small and micro business units due to the volatility normally associated with their situation, such as unstable cash and profit positions, and reliance on short-term borrowing, Haber, 2004. Hughes, 2003, asserts that keeping records is crucial for the successful performance of a business. A comprehensive record-keeping system makes it possible for entrepreneurs to develop accurate and timely financial reports that show the progress. 17. And current condition of the business. With the financial report you can generate from a good record-keeping system, you can compare performance during one period of time, month, quarter or year, with another period, calculate trends and plan for the business's future. An accurate record of the business financial performance is vehicle to monitor performance in specific areas. Knowledge of cash flows according to Pandey, 1991, is very important because cash flows are inseparable parts of the business operations of firms. Perrin and Grant, 2000, noted that decision-making processes in small-scale enterprises are more sophisticated than anticipated, but they lacked effective accounting information and control system to support their decisions. Furthermore, there is some evidence to suggest that small firms are aware of the importance of accounting information, International Federation of Accountants, 2006. In spite of this awareness, most owners of small entities in Kenya are not too keen to use standard accounting systems to run the day-to-day activities of their enterprises. The high rate of failure of small-scale enterprises in developing countries like Ghana has generally been traced to poor management. IBV. A study by Tan Wongsville and Pinvanichkal, 2008, found that MSES ranked assessing profitability second on the continuum of reasons for preparing financial statements well after sole purpose of tax preparation, which was ranked first. Cooley and Edwards, 1983, reported that MSES considered maximization of net IRA profits be the most important financial objective. It also argues that owner in MSES focus on profitability and the measures of net profit and net current assets when they are evaluating their firms. Some aspects of the existing research scout into the relationship between record keeping and performance of firms. Tan Wongsville and Pinvanichkal, 2008, commented on the reasons why MSES prepared financial statements, and argue that on the list, MSES rank assessing profitability second to the purpose of tax returns. Owners of MSES consider profit maximization as the most important financial objective. This has led to the argument that MSES owners pay attention to profitability and measurement of net profit when they are evaluating their firm's performance. Holmes and Nichols, 1998, concluded that the extent of accounting practices in MSES depend on a number of factors such as age of business, size of the business, and the nature of the industry. They further point out that most MSE owners and managers engage public accountants. 18. To prepare required information. According to Ismail and King, 2007, the development of a sound accounting system in MSES hinge on owners' level of accounting knowledge and skills. Some authors have argued that small businesses use professional accounting firms for preparation of annual reports and for other accounting needs, Kesey and Short, 2010. Lenin and Zappa, 2010, reports that the main drivers why micro and small firms prepare financial statements is pressure from regulatory authorities. Ebaid, 1998, asserts that bookkeeping, which is a tool for financial control, enable managers to know the financial positions of their businesses and to take certain control measures to improve corporate performance. It provides a wealth of information that is used by managers, investors, leaders, customers, suppliers, and regulators. An analysis of its statements can highlight a company's strengths and shortcomings, and managers use this information to improve performance. Accounts constitute part of the conceptual tuit that person in business use in reflecting results or effects of their past decisions in considering present alternatives by providing technical information on outcomes of previous business actions. The central role played by accounting in rational and informed decision-making is also emphasized in modern accounting textbooks. They further argue that accounts can render an accurate assessment of the relative success of a particular investment and thereby facilitate the pursuit of higher profits. In addition, they also provide a record of current assets and are therefore used by business persons as an indicator of economic means at their disposal. Accounting practices are therefore a critical factor in making rational financial decisions and consequently contribute to the maximization of profits, hence better performance. Kinney, 2001, posits that accounting is one of the important type of information for decision makers both within and external to the organization. He further states that the quality of this information is equally important. The quality of information is gauged by its relevance and its reliability for a particular decision. What accounts provide is the information necessary to measure and compare the alternatives and the selection of the alternative associated with the highest expected payoff. They allow someone to estimate the probabilities of success and the possible payoffs related to the various alternatives. Accounting is a technique that helps to organize and make sense of the business. 19. World. It would be extremely difficult, if not impossible, to conduct business without due order or recording. And this explains why some small and micro enterprises in Kenya fail. Most often it is because they cannot tell the money/financial status of their business. Bown, 2009. 2.5 challenges faced by MSES in Kenya while adopting small accounting practices. May 2, 2001 Ownership and structure. A vast majority of the small and micro enterprises are owner-run, usually with no employees. In a study carried out by Patachi, 2012, it was found out that the majority of the MSES, 63%, are family-owned business and some 25% do not involve anyone in the decision-making process. In nearly 50% of the cases, the owner-manager assumes overall responsibility of the business while another 44% occupy the post of managing director. Thus, in the majority of the cases, the owner-manager oversees all the operational aspects of the enterprise and may thus have no time to perform even some of the basic accounting routines. May 2, 2002 Size of firms. Patachi, 2012, concluded that as expected, the majority of MSES do not maintain or keep only minimum records. This could be explained by the lesser need for them to comply with the financial reporting requirements, unlike the medium and larger firms, hence a source of challenge in preparing proper books of accounts. Degrees 0%. May 2, 2003 Level of education. / The owner-manager's education exposure is expected to influence the take-up of accounting routines. In a study carried out by MBUGUA, Wambuit, Ogeda and Kariuki, 2013, they found that a fairly well-educated class of entrepreneurs, with most of the respondents, 69.2%, of their target population having attained secondary school education, about 25% had primary level, while 8 entrepreneurs accounting for 6.2% had obtained either college or university education. Majority of the respondents had not acquired any management training, as out of the 130, only 44, 33.8%, had received training at certificate or diploma level. The level of education influences the kind of accounting records kept, hence a challenge. Important variables which discriminate between firms having accounting systems and firms with minimal accounting systems are the education level of owner-manager, outside. 20. Influence in the decision-making process, market conditions and the presence of accounting department. Ismail and King, 2007, conclude that the development of a sound accounting information in MSES depends on the owner's level of accounting knowledge. Research has shown that majority of the MSES owners do not have the required accounting knowledge, and therefore few able owners use professional firms to account for their business. NGUGI and BWISA, 2013. May 2, 2004 Family involvement. The closeness of family involvement is expected to influence the extent of accounting tasks. Firms with more non-family members and other family members tend to keep formal accounts. Put differently, firms with more close family involvement do not see the need to keep formal accounting records. When business is very small or small, it is part of the family and hence hardly the need for separate accounting system is felt. Minimal information like payables and receivables are maintained. As the business grows in its size, separation of business from family takes place and such firms start to formalize their accounting systems, Pad HE, 2012. It is equally possible that the MSES category of firms do not find the need to keep formal accounting records since they are mostly controlled by family members, where the entity concept is less pronounced. However, on the other hand, they must be made aware of the accrued benefits that V1 followed from a formal accounting system. It may be argued that the entity concept is a starting point for a formal accounting system and that is normally absent in very small and small firms. 4SW. May 2, 2005 accounting basis. The accounting in MSES is on cash basis and most proprietors have no bank accounts, Pad HE, 2012. Perhaps due to stringent requirements to open bank accounts and besides they need every coin to plan and meet all the business and family expenses at the early stages of business operations, Baun, 2009. No formal accounting records are maintained and records are kept mainly through memory and the records kept are those of debtors with dates indicating the date of borrowing and due date for likely payment. Business sales income generated by the small and micro enterprises is used for stock repurchase and family use in education for immediate and extended family, housing, and revolving savings fund for informal groups in which persons from similar business or localities form instead of saving their funds in banks, Ewira, 2012. 21. May 2, 2006 Cost of preparing financial accounting statements. J.R. Ball and Dora Med, 2009, argue that the high cost of hiring professional accountants leaves the MSES owner or managers with no option but to relegate accounting information management. Accounting and marketing pose major challenges to management of MSES and recommend that managers or owners in MSES must learn about record keeping and accounting. Gooder and Fenn, 2008, who highlighted that it is expected that perceived usefulness directly affects cost-benefit perception and thus where MSES owners perceive it to be useful. In relation to the usefulness of E are likely to adopt it rather than those that perceive costs as outweighing percent. 2.6 Conceptual frame. Compliance services. Percent. Percent. MSES performance. R/U. Non-compliance services. Figure 1. Conceptual framework of the effects of small accounting prac performance. On the MSES. Compliance services. Compliance means conforming to a rule, such as a specification, policy, standard or law, Greg, 2004. In terms of accounting, compliance simply means making sure that a company's financial matters are being handled in accordance with set laws and regulations. At any point in time, an entity should be able to provide accurate information about its accounts to its shareholders or to regulating authorities, such as the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. To ensure. 22. Compliance, it's necessary to have processes in place for recording, verifying, and reporting the value of a company's assets, liabilities, debts, and expenses. Non-compliance services. Non-compliance services include management consulting, is the practice of helping organizations to improve their performance. It operates primarily through the analysis of existing organizational problems and the development of plans for improvement. Organizations may draw upon the services of management consultants for a number of reasons, including gaining J&114. As a result of their exposure to and relationships with numerous organizations, consulting firms are also said to be aware of industry best practices, although the specific nature of situations under consideration may limit the transferability of such practices from one organization to another. External advice aid access to the consultant's specialized expertise, Institute of Management Consulting, 2014. Consultancy firms may also provide organizational change management assistance, development of coaching skills, process analysis, technology implementation, strategy development, or operational improvement services. Management consultants often bring their own proprietary methodologies or frameworks to guide the identification of problems and to serve as the basis for recommendations for more effective or efficient ways of performing work tasks. 23. 2.7 Operational Framework. Bookkeeping. Types of records. Frequency of preparation. Compliance. Services. Accounting types of statement. Auditing whether internal controls exist. Taxation records maintained. 4%. 05. OS. 6%. Percent. R/U. O. Performance of MSES. Number of employees. Sales turnover. Management. Consultancy. How often are they used? Non-compliance. Services. Business. Valuation. Effect on. Decision. Making. Independent variables. Dependent variables. 24. Figure 2. Operational framework for the specific independent variable studied. Performance of MSES. Performance of business refers to the ability of business to meet the required standards, increased market share, improved facilities, ensuring returns on profitability, and total reduction. And once this is achieved, a business is believed to be performing effectively. Flolig, 2006. Bookkeeping. Bookkeeping is that part of accounting that is concerned with recording data. Until about 100 years ago, all accounting data was kept by being recorded manually in books, hence the term bookkeeping. By definition, bookkeeping is the process of recording a company's financial transactions and the first basic step of the accounting process. The accounting process involves classifying, reporting and analyzing of data, and none of it can take place if there is no organized and accurate bookkeeping. If one does not keep accurate and complete counts, the success of business will be threatened in many ways. For example, one may end up paying more tax than is due because of lack of evidence of tax-deductible expenditure or /ND inaccurate sales. If one pays an accountant to prepare the business accounts, they will see CHARGE based on how long it will take them. If one's records are more accurate, this will reduce TE taken and therefore reduce the amount they charge. Ewira, 2012. Accounting. The central role played by accounting in rational decision making is to reflect the results or effects of their past decisions in considering present alternatives by providing technical information on outcomes of previous business actions. MWAMGI, 2011. Kinney, 2001, posits that accounting is one of the important type of information for decision makers both within and external to the organization. The quality of information is gauged by its relevance and its reliability for a particular decision. In addition, they also provide a record of current assets and are therefore used by businessmen and women as an indicator of economic means at their disposal. Accounts are therefore a critical factor in making rational financial decisions and consequently contribute to the maximization of profits, hence enterprise performance. 25. Accounting is a technique that helps to organize and make sense of the business world. It would be extremely difficult, if not impossible, to conduct business without due order or recording. And this explains why some MSES in Kenya fail. Most often it is because they cannot tell the money/financial status of their business. Baun, 2009. Auditing. Audit is an independent examination of financial information of an entity so as to be able to give an opinion whether the financial information portrays a true and fair view of the entity. There are two types of audit, external and internal audit. Internal audit is a type of internal control. Internal controls are methods or procedures adopted in a business to safeguard its assets, ensure financial information is accurate and reliable, ensure compliance with all financial and operational requirements, and generally assist in achieving the business's objectives. Due to the business scale, human resource, financial and its own conditions, many MSES are unwilling to establish the standard internal control system. They believe that establishing internal control system is a high-cost method, which will bring heavy burden to the enterprise and may be without significant results, cannot compare with the managers, manage all aspects of business directly. Taxation filing services. With a number of taxes as per the Income Tax Act of Kenya, current and continuing tax information has become vital to the effective conduct of business management, hence performance. The assessment and planning of tax is very closely linked with financial accounts. A certified accountant offers services such as preparing the returns for tax purposes, representing assessors before the income tax authorities, tax planning and rendering general advice on tax to clients, Day 2000. Consultancy services. This is the practice of helping organizations to improve their performance, operates primarily through the analysis of existing organizational problems and the development of plans for improvement. The organizations may draw upon the services of management consultants for a number of reasons, which include gaining external advice and access to consultants' specialized expertise. In the recent past, accountants play a valuable role in assisting business organization. 26. To utilize resources effectively, increase their efficiency and achieving their goals and objectives. Accountants offer consulting services such as developing management information systems, designing budgetary and control system, determining measures of effective utilization of capital, installing cost accounting systems, review of financial planning and policies for effective utilization of resources, and assist in the preparation of feasibility studies of new projects and expansion schemes. \%\+0%. 27. Chapter 3 Methodology. 3.1 Introduction. This section provides an overview of the methods which were used in the study. Areas covered included research design, population of the study, sample design, data collection instruments, methods of data collection and data analysis techniques. 3.2 Research design. Lesinistt. Research design is the arrangement of conditions for collection and analysis of data in a manner that aims to combine relevance to the research purpose with economy in procedure, Cowthree and Gegg, 2014. Nemias and Nemias, 2008, assert that research design refers to the master plan that will be used in the study in order to answer the research questions. Mouton, 201L, explains a research design as follows. The building of a new house starts with an idea, shape, size, and number of bathrooms. These ideas are given to the architect. The architect transforms these ideas into a blueprint of the prospect. Yeh. In essence, the research design is the blueprint of the prospective research study at hand. The researcher uses a descriptive survey in collecting primary data because it is concerned with answering questions such as who, how, what, which, when, how much and to what extent. Cooper and Schindler, 2009. A descriptive study was carefully designed to ensure complete description of the situation, making sure that there is minimum bias in the collection of data and to reduce errors in interpreting the data collected, Horowry and Gronhack, 2010. This method is also flexible, appropriate, and efficient because it gives the researcher an opportunity to try various sources and methods of data collection. Its outcome clearly defines a research problem, research questions and a set of objectives, thus it's appropriate. It was a descriptive study that was concerned with finding out the effect of small accounting practices on the performance of MSES in Nakuru Town. According to Cowthree and Gegg, 2014, a survey refers to the method of securing information concerning phenomena and a study from all or a selected number of respondents of the concern universe. As widely accepted, the survey. 28. Method is a fact-finding study that involves adequate and accurate interpretation of findings, Cooper and Schindler, 2009. 3.3 Population of the study. According to Mucklander and Mucklander, 2003, the population in statistics is the specific population about which information is desired. The population is a well-defined or set of people, services, elements and events, group of things or households that are being investigated. The sampling frame is the list of respondents from which the samples were drawn. It provides a complete listing of the whole population, Naum, 2007. The population of the study comprised both registered and unregistered MSES in Nakuru Central Business District, CBD. The researcher chose Nakuru Central Business District because of the thrive of the MSES economy in the town. Nakuru Central Business District also has the second largest number of certified public accountants, CPAs, firms offering accounting services to enterprises and also the wide knowledge of the researcher's experience with the town. The target population of 35,290, Nakuru County Revenue Office, respondents are decided on, consisting of entrepreneurs in MSES sector. Table 3.1. Target population. Category. Target. Percentage, percent. Micro enterprises, small enterprises, total. 26. 279. 9.011. 35, 290. 3.4 sample design. A sample design is a definite plan, technique or procedure for obtaining a sample from a given population, Catherine and Gegg, 2014. Kalich and Hersey, 2013, explain that a sample is made up of some members of a targeted population, an extract from a targeted population, which is still representative of the targeted population. Griffiths, 2009, affirms that a sample is a selection of items taken from a population and is chosen so that it is fairly representative of the population as 29. A whole, it is a representative subset of the population. The researcher used stratified sampling to select a sample that was representative of the entire population of the study. Naum, 2007, points out that stratified sampling method ensures the inclusion of small groups which otherwise could have been omitted entirely by other sampling methods. Further, Cowthery and Gegg, 2014, recommend stratified sampling because it is accurate, easily accessible, divisible into relevant strata, and it enhances better comparison, hence representation across strata. This technique was used to ensure that the target population is divided into different homogeneous strata. 3.5 sample size. Using Yamane, 1967, formula, there was a sample selection of LOMSs, comprising 74 micro-enterprises and 26 small enterprises. The enterprises in the samples were selected purposively. Purposive sampling was adopted to achieve high response rates and to enhance sample representation of the population. The formula states, E4. Degrees are A. N. N. 1 T, 2. Where, N sample size, N population, mean margin of error of 0.1. The sample size for micro-enterprises N equals 2. 1 plus 35,290, 0.1. N equals 9011, 26 Q. The sample size for small enterprises 1 plus 35290, 0.1, 2. Table 3.2. Research sample. Category target population sample size. Percent. Micro enterprises 26279, 74. Small enterprises 9011, 26. 30. Total. 35,290. 100. 3.6 data collection instrument and procedures. June 3, 2001 questionnaire. Gay, Mills and Rasian, 2006, explain that descriptive data are usually collected using questionnaires. Others like Simons, 2009, also identified questionnaires and interviews as crucial instruments of data collection in descriptive research. This study adopted both the open-ended and closed type of questionnaires. The questionnaires were administered by the researcher himself, who interviewed the respondents and recorded their responses and collected primary quantitative data according to Koop and Schindler, 2008. Questionnaires can be administered by hand, by computer-assisted software, online, telephone, post, snail mail, or by means of assist. A lecture. Outsourcing it to data collection entities at a cost. June 3, 2002 Method of data collection. The questionnaires were self-administered by the researcher. Before the actual data collection, the researcher was given an introductory letter from the School of Business, Management and Economics of Dedham Kimathi University of Technology. The initial visit to the selected MSES, companies and institutions was therefore the researcher's introduction and familiarization to the sampled firms, as well sought their consent to the study. VU. 3.7 Pilot Study. Nemias and Nemias, 2008, notes that pilot testing is an important step in the research process because it reveals vague questions and unclear instructions. It also captures important comments and suggestions from the respondents that enable the researcher to improve efficiency of instruments, adjust strategies and approaches to maximize response rate. A piloting or a pretest was done on MSES operating in Yerritown. The data obtained during pretesting was analyzed and the result used to develop dummy tables. The pilot study results indicated that small accounting practices have an effect on the performance of MSES. The results were given to the supervisors, who read and made corrections and improvements to ensure the research's validity. 31. July 3, 2001 Reliability and validity of data collection tools. The reliability of a research instrument concerns the extent to which the instrument yields the same results on repeated trials. Validity is the extent to which the instruments will capture what they purport to measure. Dooley and Lindner, 2003, and Yiling, Robinson and Tolley, 2003. Validity of the instruments is critical in all forms of research and acceptable level is largely dependent on logical reasoning, experience and professionalism of the researcher, Cooper and Schindler, 2008. To uphold content validity, the researcher discussed the contents of the questionnaires with the supervisors before going to the field. This ensured that vague and unclear questions were eliminated or corrected. Eliminated. X. Ainley. 3.8 Data analysis. Data collected was mainly quantitative with a minimal element of qualitative data. The quantitative data was appropriately analyzed using descriptive statistics and linear regression. The raw data from the field was entered into the SPSS software, coded and cleaned before the analysis began. The descriptive statistics tools in SPSS help the researcher to describe the data and determine the extent to be used. Linear regression analysis was used to analyze the relationship between the variables. Measures of central tendencies and frequency distributions were also generated. The results were presented using charts, graphs and frequency tables. The linear regression formula which was used in this study was y equals a plus bix. I plus more than 2x 2 plus 05 x 3 plus more than 4x 4 plus 5 x 5 plus c where y equals performance, dependent variable, kc equals bookkeeping equals accounting. ISD in this study was degrees CV percent J A equals auditing x4 equals taxation x5 equals consultancy e equals error equals constant. B, bj, bs, e and a are the coefficients of the independent variables. 32. This study used sales growth turnover of the enterprise to measure performance. The performance was arrived at by comparing the annual average sales turnover of the year before adoption of small accounting practices and after adoption. The data for bookkeeping, accounting, auditing, taxation and consultancy services was collected using a Likert scale with a scale of 1 to 5. Qualitative data was also collected on a nominally scaled data yes or no answers. Backslash. Percent. Backslash percent. Degrees are. Percent. 33. Chapter 4 Data Analysis and Interpretation. 4.1 Introduction. This chapter presents the analysis and interpretations of the data collected from the MSES in Nakuru Central Business District, on the effect of small accounting practices on the performance of MSES. The specific tools of analysis and the results are presented in form of tables, frequency distribution and percentages. In verifying the relationship between each of the independent variable and the dependent variable, bivariate linear and multiple linear regressions analysis were used. The interpretation of the research findings is based on the outputs from the SPSS as per the objectives of the study. 4.2 Response Rate F. Questionnaires were personally distributed by the researcher to the sample target population and out of the 100 micro and small enterprises, 57 micro enterprises and 15 small enterprises responded and data obtained was analyzed. Thus the response rate for this study was 72%. This response rate compares well with past studies such as AWIRA, 2012, study which attained a response rate of 84%. While most scholars do not seem to agree on the acceptable level of response rate to form the basis for data analysis, Nemias and Nemias, 2008, have pointed that survey researchers face a challenge of low response rate that rarely goes above 50%. The above is satisfactory and presents a good basis for data analysis. The current study therefore falls under the very good range as it attained 72% response rate. 4.3 Background Information Table 4.1 Gender of the respondents. Frequency percentage, percent. Male 49, 68. Female 23, 31.9. Total 72, 100. 34. Table 4.1 shows that a total of 72 informants formed the respondents of the study. There were a total of 49 males, which accounted for 68.1% operating the MSES, of who 34 of them operated microenterprises and 15 of them operated small enterprises. There were a total of 23 females, which accounted for 31.9% of the respondents, of who 20 of them operated microenterprises while 3 of them operated small enterprises. This is a clear indication that most of the MSES are operated by men with a mean of 0.68. March 4, 2001 years of operation. The age of an organization has been used in many studies as a measure of an organization's maturity or level of structural stability or establishment. Structure. Table 4.2. Years of operation. Range of years, frequency, percentage, percent. 122 years 28, 38.9. 223 years 28, 38.9. 325 years 11, 15.3. Over 5 years 5, 6.9. Total 72, 100. TH operated for a per those which had period of between 122 years, retic for a period of. From table 4.2, 38.9% of the enterprises had both T and 223 years. 15.3% of the business accounted for those which had op between 3 and 5 years. A 6.9% of the enterprises were those premises which had operated for over 5 years. The results found shows that most of the enterprises are new in the business environment, notably at the introduction stage, hence low level of structural and system development and not yet well established. The outcomes also illustrate conclusions made by other studies which indicate that most MSES do not survive for more than 5 years to be true, Kenya National Bureau of Statistics, 2007. Over 77% of the enterprises are still in the introduction and growth stage, fewer at maturity stage. 35. Table 4.3. Nature of business. Nature of business microenterprises, small enterprises, total percentage, percent. Kiosk 28, 2, 30, 41.7. Chemist 13, 3, 16, 22.2. Hotel / cafe 7, 5, 12, 16.7. Garage 3, 1, 4, 5.6. Mini supermarket 1, 4, 5, 6.9. Coffee shop 2, 0, 2, 2.8. Car wash 3, 0, 3, 4.2. Total 57, 15, 72, 100. From table 4.3, a total number of 57 micro and 15 small enterprises were involved in the study. Among the micro enterprises TL here we were 28 kiosks, 13 chemists, 7 hotels / cafes, 3 garages, 1 mini supermarket, 2 coffee shops and 3 car washes. The small enterprises included 2 kiosks, 3 chemists, 5 hotels / cafes, 1 garage, 4 mini supermarkets, 0 coffee shops and 0 car wash. In terms of percentage frequency, the study involved 80.5% of micro and 19.5% of the small enterprises. This means that a larger percentage of the respondents operate kiosks, micro. Probably because of the few legal procedures required to start a kiosk and the less labor requirement. Table 4.4. Number of employees. Number of employees frequency percentage, percent. 025 employees 40, 55.6. 6-10 employees 17, 23.6. 11-30 employees 12, 16.7. 31-50 employees 3, 4.2. Total 72, 100. From table 4.4, 55.6% of the enterprises have employees between 0-5 employees, 23.6% accounted for those enterprises with 6-10 employees. 12 enterprises had 11-30 employees while 3 had 31-50 employees. This means that 57 of the enterprises are micro enterprises and 15 are small enterprises. 36. Table 4.5. Management of the business. Frequency percentage, percent. Owner-manager 64, 88.9. Employee-manager 88, 11.1. Total 72.2. Table 4.5 indicates that 88.9% of the enterprises are managed by the owners themselves while 11.1% are managed by employee-managers. This indicates that most of the enterprises are managed by those who own them. The need to employ an employee manager increases as the entity grows, especially into a small enterprise, as the number of transactions and operations increases also. 4.4 Analysis and interpretation per objective. Ping on financial. 2D sorta dati. April 4, 2001 Effective bookkeeping on financial performance. The first objective this study sought to determine the relationship between bookkeeping and MSESPERFORMANCE. In order to achieve this, the study tested the null hypothesis. This was achieved by testing the following hypothesis. HOI. There is no significant relationship between bookkeeping and MSE's performance. Bookkeeping was measured in terms of the extent to which the enterprise prepared books of original entry such as general journal, ledgers, cash book and trial balance. The extent to which keeping records as a requirement to aid in decision-making and impact on business performance was also measured. Performance was measured using sales turnover. 4. Table 4.6. Do you record transactions? Frequency percentage, percent. No 10, 13.9. Yes 62, 86.1. Total 72.2. 37. Table 4.6 revealed that 86.1% of the respondents record their transactions while 13.9% do not record their transactions. This is not in agreement with past studies which showed that most MSEs do not record their transactions. The revelation that majority, 86.1%, keep records of their transactions became interesting to assess the extent of their accounting practices. This also implies that efforts are being made by this micro and small-scale enterprise to gather some accounting information despite their low level of accounting skills. On the other hand, while the 13.9% who do not keep any records points that they face challenges in maintaining records and therefore calls for providing them with basic accounting training so as to equip them with accounting skills and knowledge. The need to prepare a complete set of financial statements increases as an entity grows, especially into medium size. J. Greyer. Table 4.7. Bookkeeping responsibility. NGS. Frequency percentage, percent. Cell 49, 68.1. Outsourcing 2, 2.8. Business accountant 11, 15.3. Not applicable 10, 13.9. Total 72, 100. Less than 0. Table 4.7 indicates that 68.1% of the owners solely maintain their books of accounts, 2.8% outsource it and 15.3% have a business accountant. Owner-managers dominate preparers of financial statements in MSES, and as found out in the study, most of the owner-managers are not financially literate and they may be resorting to this practice to avoid the cost of hiring accountants, confirming the findings of Everett, 2006. In testing the hypothesis, it was deemed necessary first to test the effect of bookkeeping on performance of MSES before adoption of accounting practices. 38. Table 4.8. Model fitness of bookkeeping and MSE performance before adoption of bookkeeping. Model R square adjusted R square STD. Error of the estimate. 769.592.586.851. A. Predictors. Constant. Bookkeeping. From the regress results above, the R value is 0.769, indicating that there was a positive relationship between bookkeeping and MSES performance. The R squared, R2, value of 0.592. L shows that 59.2% of MSES performance is explained by bookkeeping. The remaining 40.8. Performance. Table 4.9. ANIVA of bookkeeping and sales. X. Top keeping and sale. Model sum of squares DF mean square F sig. Regression 72.3881, 72.388, 99.939, 000B. Residual 49.978, 69.724. Total 122.366, 70. A. Dependent variable. What were your annual sales before adoption? B. Predictors. Constant. Bookkeeping. The model was significant with the F ratio equals 99.939 at P less than 0.05. This is an indication that bookkeeping has a positive effect on MSE performance and the effect is significant. Table 4.10. Regression coefficients. Model unstandardized coefficients standardized T-sig. STD. Error coefficients beta. Constant. 717.316 minus 2.26 5.027. Bookkeeping 0.797.080 0.769 9.997.000. A. Dependent variable. Level of sales before adoption. 39. Bookkeeping has a positive and significant effect on MSE performance at S equals 0.769 at P less than 0.05 with a significance level of 0.000. This means that as bookkeeping uses increased, business performance improved. This meant that, as bookkeeping has increased, there was an increase in MSE's performance. Table 4.11. Model fitness of bookkeeping and MSE performance after adoption of bookkeeping. Model R square adjusted R square STD. Error of the estimate. 863.745.742.818. A. Predictors. Constant, bookkeeping. From the regression results above, the R value increased from 0.769 before adoption to 0.863 after adoption of bookkeeping TES in percent that there was a positive relationship between bookkeeping and MSES performance. The R squared, R2, value of 0.745 shows that 74.5% of MSES performance is explained by bookkeeping. The remaining 25.5% is explained by other strategies put in place by the enterprises in order to enhance their performance. Table 4.12. ANOVA of bookkeeping and level of SOAS. Model sum of squares DF mean square FSIG. Regression 135.1611, 135.161, 202.027, 000B. Residual 46.163, 69.669. Total 181.324, 70. A. Dependent variable. Level of ales after adoption. B. Predictors. Constant, bookkeeping. The model was significant with the F ratio equals 202.027 at P less than 0.05. This is an indication that bookkeeping has a positive effect on MSE performance and the effect is significant. 40. Table 4.13. Coefficients of bookkeeping and level of sales after adoption. Model unstandardized coefficients standardized T-sig. STD. Error coefficients beta. Constant. 675.304 minus 2.218.030. Bookkeeping 1.089.077 7.863 14.214.000. A. Dependent variable. What were your annual sales after adoption? B. Predictor. Bookkeeping. Bookkeeping has a positive and significant effect on MSE performance at S equals 0.863 P less than 0.05. This means that as bookkeeping has increased, business performance improved. This meant that, as bookkeeping has increased, there was an increase in performance. The results of the regression analysis indicated a positive moderating effect of bookkeeping on the performance of MSES. The FTMDI on GSTL to RE4 show that bookkeeping influences the performance of MSES positively. The null hypothesis, which states that there is no significant relationship between bookkeeping and MSES performance, is therefore rejected. April 4, 2002 Effective Accounting and Performance of MSE. Objective of this study sought to determine the effect of accounting and the performance of MSEs. In order to test this hypothesis, this study tested the null hypothesis that, HO2. There is no significant relationship between accounting and performance of MSES. Accounting was measured using a Likert scale of 1 to 5 on the extent to which the MSES prepared statement of financial performance, statement of financial position and cash flow statements. The research also sought to find out the opinion of the respondents regarding how financial statements affect the performance of their enterprises. 41. Table 4.14. Business operation experience. Frequency percentage, percent. No 52, 72.2. Yes 20, 27.8. Total 72, 100. From table 4.14 above, it is vibrant that 72.2% of the respondents had not operated a business enterprise before. 27.8% had operated a business before. Table 4.15. Business failure history. Frequency percentage, percent. No 2.8. Yes 18, 25.0. Not applicable 52, 72.2. Total 72. V100. Table 4.15 shows that 18 out of the 2 of the respondents who operated a business before formal business sector, the survival MSESs. MIA. Policies, the cost of doing business and the avalad the success of any business depends on how environment. Table 4.16. Reason for business failure. This accounts for 90% of the 27.8% of in that most MSES fail. Just as it is in the dependent on favorable monetary and fiscal, et for their products. In brief, rapidly changing external. A. Manages. Frequency percentage 9%. Lack of records to track performance 18, 25. Not applicable 54, 75. Total 72, 100. 42. Table 4.16 directs that all the 18 business enterprises which failed attributed the cause of the failure to lack of keeping records to track performance. This means that most of the entrepreneurs who had operated businesses before have learned that record keeping is paramount for measuring performance, hence record keeping improves performance. This is in agreement to various literatures on performance and survival of MSES. Table 4.17. Contribution of improper bookkeeping to business failure. Frequency percentage, percent. No 2.8. Yes 18, 25.0. Not applicable 52, 72.2. Total 72, 100. Table 4.17 shows that 18 of the respondents agreed that lack of maintaining proper books of accounts led to the failure of their business enterprises. The absence of proper books of accounts is a source of inefficient use of accounting information to support performance measurement by VV/MSES. This made it difficult for the entrepreneurs to calculate their business profit efficiently. And hence uninformed decisions were made and designs failed consequently. Table 4.18. Model fitness of accounting and MSES performance before adoption of financial statements. LV. Model R square adjusted R square STD. Error of the estimate. 652.425.417 1.010. A. Predictors. Constant. Accounting. From the regression results above, the R value is 0.652, indicating that there was a positive relationship between accounting and MSES performance. The R squared, R2, value of 0.425 shows that 42.5% of MSES performance is explained by accounting. The remaining 57.5% is explained by other strategies put in place by the enterprises in order to enhance their performance. 43. Table 4.19. ANOVA of accounting and annual level of sales. Model sum of squares DF mean square FSIG. Regression 52.0141, 52.014, 51.014, 000B. Residual 70.352, 69, 1.020. Total 122.366, 70. A. Dependent variable. Level of annual sales before adoption. B. Predictors. Constant. Accounting. The model was significant with the F ratio equals 51.014 P less than 0.05. This is an indication that accounting has a positive effect on MSES performance and the effect is significant. Table 4.20. Regressions coefficients of accounting and performance of MSE. Model unstandardized coefficients standardized coefficients T-SIG. STD. Error beta. Constant, minus 4.475.954, minus 4.693.000. Accounting 2.032.28, 4.652, 7.142.000. A. Dependent variable. What were your annual sales before adoption? The beta values exhibited the degree to which each predictor variable affects the outcome when all other predictors are held constant. Accounting has a positive and significant effect on MSE performance at S equals 0.652 or P less than 0.05. This means that as accounting has increased, MSE's performance improved in a positive approach. This meant that, as accounting increased, there was an increase in performance. 44. Table 4.21. Model fitness of accounting and performance of MSE after adoption of financial statements. Model IR square adjusted R square STD. Error of E. Estimate. 758.575.568 1.057. A. Predictors. Constant. Accounting. B. Level of sales. From the regression results above, the R value is 0.758, indicating that there was a positive relationship between accounting and MSE's performance. The R squared, R2, value of 0.575 shows that 57.5% of MSE's performance is explained by accounting. The remaining 42.5% is explained by other strategies put in place by the enterprises in order to heighten their performance. MSE. Model sum of squares DF mean square FSIG. Regression 104.1981, 104.1988, 93.220, 000B. Residual 77.126, 69, 1.118. Total 181.324, 70. A. Dependent variable. Level of annual sales after adoption. B. Predictors. Constant. Accounting. The model was significant with the F ratio equals 93.220 at P less than 0.05. This is an indication that accounting has a positive effect on MSE's performance and the effect is significant. 45. Table 4.23. Regression model coefficients. Model unstandardized coefficients standardized coefficients T-SIG. STD. Error beta. Constant, minus 6.140.998, minus 6.150.000. Accounting 2.876.298.758, 9.655.000. A. Dependent variable. Annual level of sales after adoption. B. Accounting. Accounting has a positive and significant effect on MSE performance at S equals 0.758 at P less than 0.05. This means that as accounting has increased, MSE's performance improved in a positive slant. This meant that, as accounting increased, there was an increase or improvement in performance. Percent. From the regression results above, the R value is 0.758 after adoption as compared to 0.652 before adoption of accounting. This was an indication that there was a positive relationship between accounting and MSE's performance. The F ratio equals 93.220 at P less than 0.05 was a clear indication that accounting had a positive effect on MSE's performance and the effect is significant. This prompted the rejection null hypothesis, which stated that there was no significant relationship between accounting and MSE's performance. April 4, 2003. Influence of auditing and performance of MSE. The third objective of the study was to determine the influence of auditing on MSE's performance. In order to achieve this objective, the study tested the null hypothesis that A. There is no significant relationship between auditing and performance of MSE's. The questions on auditing were majorly qualitative and therefore no regression was done, but descriptive statistics was mainly used to measure this hypothesis. The research also sought to find out the opinion of the respondents regarding the effect of auditing of financial statements on the performance of their enterprises. 46. Table 4.24. Presence of internal controls. Frequency percentage, percent. No 59, 81.9. Yes 13, 18.1. Total 72, 100. Table 4.24 shows that 81.9% of the respondents agreed to the fact that they do not have internal show, their I. Controls in TLI and RPRISES. This is because most MSEs are owner-managed, hence the owner of the enterprise is the custodian of all the financial and non-financial information, hence no need for internal controls such as audit. Internal control systems are also expensive to install and maintain. For example, the physical control security systems require qualified personnel to maintain them and constant servicing. Internal controls are important in safeguarding of assets. This explains why most enterprises failed, as lack of internal controls led to mismanagement of resources. The rest, who said that they had internal controls, 18.1%, may not have good internal controls but basic internal controls. Table 4.25, Nature of internal control. / Frequency percentage, percent. Internal audit 13, 18.1. Not applicable 59, 81.9. Total 72,100. AB inter. Table 4.25 indicates that internal audit was found to be the most available internal control present in the MSES. Few micro enterprises have internal controls. 13 small enterprises, which accounted for 18.1%, had internal audit. This is because of the cost of developing and installing internal controls in the enterprises is high. The finding confirms that most MSES do not prepare a complete set of financial statements, with some not preparing any financial statement at all. Henceforth, there is no need for internal audit. 47. Table 4.26, Audit of Books of Accounts. Frequency percentage, percent. No 13, 18.1. Yes 13, 18.1. Not applicable 46, 63.9. Total 72,100. Table 4.26 disclosed that out of the 13 respondents who have internal audit, all of them answered that they had their books of accounts subjected to audit procedures. This means that they go to a greater extent of improving the credibility of their financial statements. There still exists the risk that the accounting records maintained and the financial statements prepared by management might not be accurate, free from bias, and reflect the true financial position and performance of the company, and this prompts the need for an audit procedure. Table 4.27, Purpose of 07. Frequency percentage, percent. To ensure the books portray a true and fair view of the business and safeguard assets 13, 18.1. Not applicable 59, 81.9. Total 72,100. VIG. From Table 4.27, it was found out that the major reason why most entrepreneurs carry out auditing procedures is to ensure that their books of accounts portray a true and fair view of the business financial position, and to also safeguard their assets. The separation that exists between the owners and management forces the absentee owners to institute control measures to ensure honesty of their business stewards. Table 4.28, Frequency of Audit. Frequency percentage, percent. Yearly 13, 18.1. Not applicable 59, 81.9. Total 72,100. 48. Most of the enterprises prepare their financial statements at the end of the year, and that is why all the 13 enterprises that carried out audit procedures on their books of accounts did the audit procedure yearly. April 4, 2004, Effective Tax Accounting and Performance of MSES. The fourth objective of this study sought to determine the relationship between taxation and MSES performance. In order to achieve this objective, the study tested the null hypothesis that, HO4, there is no significant relationship between taxation and financial performance of MSES. ESHB. Tax accounting effect on the performance of MSES was measured using a Likert scale of 1 to 5 by asking the respondent the extent to which tax accounting influenced recording keeping. Table 4.29, Model Fitness of Tax Accounting and Performance of MSES Performance Before Adoption. Model R-square adjusted R-square-STD. Error of the estimate. 489.240.229.1.161. A. Predictors. Constant tax accounting. B. Level of annual sales. From the regression results above, the R value is 0.489, indicating that there was a positive relationship between tax accounting and MSES performance. The R-squared, R2, value of 0.240 showed that 24.0% of MSES performance is explained by taxation. The remaining 76% was explained by whether strategies put in place by the enterprises in order to enhance their performance. Table 4.30, ANIVA of Tax Accounting and Performance of MSES. Model sum of squares DF mean square F sig. Regression 29.313, 29.313, 21.735, 000B. Residual 93.054, 69, 1.349. Total 122.366, 70. A. Dependent variable, level of annual sales before adoption. B. Predictors, constant, tax accounting. 49. The model was significant with the F ratio equals 21.735, a P less than 0.05. This indicates that accounting has a positive effect on MSES performance and the effect is significant. Table 4.31, Regression Model Coefficients of Tax Accounting and Performance of MSES. Model and Standardized Coefficients. Standardized Coefficients T-SIG. STD. Error Beta. Constant, 0.883.330, 2.676.009. Tax accounting 0.477.10, 2.489, 4.662.000. A. Dependent variable. What were your annual sales before adoption? B. Tax accounting. Accounting has a positive and significant effect on MSE performance at S equals 0.489 at P less than 0.05. This means that as accounting has increased, MSES performance improved positively. This meant that, as accounting increased, there was an increase in performance. Table 4.32, Model Fitness of Tax Accounting and Performance of MSES After Adoption of Tax Accounting. Model R-square adjusted R-square STD. Error of E. Estimate. 590.348.339, 1.309. A. Predictors. Constant, tax accounting. B. Annual level of sales. From the regression results above, the R value is 0.590, indicating that there was a positive relationship between tax accounting and MSES performance. The R squared, R2, value of 0.348 shows that 34.8% of MSES performance is explained by taxation. The remaining 65.2% is explained by other strategies put in place by the enterprises in order to enhance their performance. 50. Table 4.33, ANIVA of Tax Accounting and Performance of MSE After Adoption of Tax Accounting. Model Sum of Squares DF Mean Square FSIG. Regression 63.120, 1, 63.120, 36.846, 000B. Residual 118.204, 69, 1.713. Total 181.324, 70. A. Dependent variable. What were your annual sales after adoption? B. Predictors. Constant, tax accounting. The model was significant with the F ratio equals 36.846 at P less than 0.05. This is an indication that tax accounting has a positive effect on MSES performance and the effect is significant. Percent. Table 4.34. Regression Model Coefficients of Tax Accounting and Performance of MSE After Adoption. VY Model and Standardized Coefficients. Standardized Coefficients T-SIG. STD. Error Beta. Constant, 1.370.372, 3.684.000. Tax accounting 0.700.115.590, 6.070.000. A. Dependent variable, annual sales after adoption. B. Tax accounting. Outcome. The beta values show the degree to which each predictor variable affects the outcome when all other predictors are held constant. Tax accounting has a positive and significant effect on MSE performance at S equals 0.590 at P less than 0.05. This means that as tax accounting has increased, MSES performance improved in a positive approach. This meant that, as accounting increased, there was an increase in performance. From the regression results above, the R value is 0.590 after adoption, indicating that there is a positive relationship between tax accounting and MSES performance. The F ratio equals 36.846 at P. 51. Less than 0.05, which was a clear signal that tax accounting had a positive effect on MSES performance and the effect is significant. This provoked the rejection of the null hypothesis, which stated that there is no significant relationship between tax accounting and MSES performance. April 4, 2005 Effect of Non-Compliance Services and Performance of MSES. Objective 5 of the study assessed the relationship between non-compliance services offered by accountants and MSES performance. In order to establish this relationship, this study tested the null hypothesis that, Hope 5, there is no significant relationship between non-compliance vendors and the performance of non-compliance services included services such as advisory services, management consultancy, and asset valuation among others. This was measured by asking responding to rate with a Likert scale of 1 to 5 how consultancy services influences decision-making in their enterprises, influences adopt none of, NENS, Table 4.35, extent of outsourcing accountancy services from accounting firms, v. frequency percentage, percent. No 63, 87.5. Yes 9, 12.5. Total 72.2. From accounting firms while the remaining 12.5% have outsourced. This shows that most MSES enterprises do not engage accounting services on their day-to-day operations and this explains why most MSES fail as they do not take into account advisory services from accountants. Table 4.36. Model fitness of non-compliance services and performance of MSES before adoption. Model R square adjusted R square STD. Error of the estimate. 051.003. 012.1.330. A. Predictors. Constant, non-compliance. B. Outsourcing of non-compliance services. 52. From the regression results above, the R value is 0.051, indicating that there was a positive relationship between non-compliance services and MSES performance though minimal. The R-squared, R2, value of 0.003 shows that 0.3% of MSES performance is explained by non-compliance. The remaining 99.7% is explained by whether strategies put in place by the enterprises in order to enhance their performance. Table 4.37, ANOVA of outsourcing of non-compliance services and performance of MSE. Model sum of squares DF mean square FSIG. Regression 0.321, 1.32, 1.182, 671b. Residual 122.045, 69, 1.769. Total 122.366, 70. A. Dependent variable, level of annual sales before adoption. B. Predictors, constant, non-compliance. The model was not significant with the F ratio equals 0.182 or P less than 0.05. This is an indication that non-compliance services are positive effect on MSES performance, but the effect is not significant. Table 4.38, regression model coefficients. Model unstandardized coefficients standardized T-SIG. Coefficients. STD. Error beta. Constant, 1.768, 1.216, 1.453, 0.151. Non-compliance, 118, 277, 051, 426, 671. A. Dependent variable, what were your annual sales before adoption? Non-compliance had a positive but not significant effect on MSE performance at S equals 0.051 at P less than 0.05. This means that as non-compliance services are increased, MSES performance improved positively. This meant that, as non-compliance services were increased, there was an increase in performance. 53. Table 4.39. Model fitness of non-compliance services and performance MSES after adoption. Model R square adjusted R square STD. Error of the estimate. 055.003. 011.1.619. A. Predictors. Constant, non-compliance. B. Level of annual sales after adoption. From the regression results above, the R value is 0.055, indicating that there was a positive relationship between non-compliance services and MSES performance. The R-squared, R2, value of 0.003 shows that 0.3% of MSES performance is explained by non-compliance. The remaining 99.7% is explained by whether strategies put in place by the enterprises in Table 4.40, ANIVA of non-compliance services and performance of MSE after adoption. Order to enhance their PVA. Model sum of squares DF mean square FSIG. Regression 0.557 1.557 0.213 646B. Residual 180.767 69 2.620. Total 181.324 70. A. Dependent variable. What were your annual sales after adoption? B. Predictors. Constant, non-compliance. The model was not significant with the F ratio equals 0.213 or P less than 0.05 when other variables were held constant. This is an indication that non-compliance services are positive effect on MSES performance, but the effect is not significant. Table 4.41. Regression model coefficients A. Model unstandardized coefficients standardized coefficients T-SIG. STD. Error beta. Constant, 2.746, 1.480, 1.855, 0.068. Non-compliance 0.156, 0.338, 0.055, 0.461, 0.646. 54. A. Dependent variable. What were your annual sales after adoption? B. Adoption of non-compliance services. Non-compliance had a positive and insignificant effect on MSE performance at S equals 0.055 or P less than 0.05. This means that as non-compliance services are increased, MSES performance improved positively. This meant that, as non-compliance services were increased, there was an increase in performance. From the above results, it was be concluded that the null be accepted because the outcomes indicated that there was a positive relationship between non-compliance and MSES performance, but the relationship was not significant at S equals 0.055 or P less than 0.05. April 4, 2006 Effect of Small Accounting Practices on the Performance of MSES. In order to determine the combined effect of all the study independent variables, bookkeeping, accounting, auditing, tax accounting and non-compliance services on the study dependent variable, performance of MSES, the weighted score of each of the predictors were regressed on the dependent variable. The resultant multiple linear regression output, that is, model thickness, ANIVA and regression model coefficients are presented in Table 4.42, Table 4.43 and Table 4.44 respectively. Table 4.42, Model Summary Small Accounting SES and MSES Performance Before Adoption. A. Model IR square adjusted R square STD. Error of E. Estimate. 11.607.583.854. A. Predictors. Constant, non-compliance, tax accounting, accounting, bookkeeping. B. Dependent variable, level of annual sales. From the regression results above, the R value is 0.779, indicating that there was a positive relationship between small accounting practices and MSES performance. The R squared, R2, value of 0.607 shows that 60.7% of MSES performance is explained by small accounting practices. The remaining 39.3% is explained by other strategies put in place by the enterprises in order to enhance their performance. 55. Table 4.43. ANIVA of Small Accounting Practices and Performance of MSE. Model Sum of Squares DF Mean Square FSIG. Regression Residual Total 74.254 4 18.564 48.112 66.729 122.366 70 25.466 000 B. A. Dependent variable. What were your annual sales before adoption? B. Predictors. Constant, non-compliance, tax accounting, accounting, bookkeeping. The model was significant with the F ratio equals 25.466 or P less than 0.05. This is an indication that small accounting practices had a positive effect on MSES performance. Table 4.44. Regression model coefficients. Model unstandardized coefficients standardized coefficients STD. Error beta T-SIG. Constant, bookkeeping accounting tax accounting non-compliance 0.259 1.254 0.822 0.161 0.793 0.07 and 9.457 0.026. 026.101 027 289.183 125.206 5.119.174 262-1.575.837.000.863.794.120 A dependent variable, level of annual sales before adoption of bookkeeping had the highest positive and significant effect on MSES performance at S equals 0.793 or P less than 0.05. This means that as bookkeeping use increased, MSES performance improved. Accounting also had a positive effect on the performance of MSES, but it was not significant at S equals 0.026 or P less than 0.05. On the other hand, non-compliance had the highest negative and insignificant effect on corporate MSES performance with S equals minus 0.125 or P less than 0.05. This meant that, as non-compliance services were engaged, the change on MSES performance decreased. Tax accounting also had a negative effect on MSES performance at S equals minus 0.027 at P less than 0.05. This meant that as tax accounting increased, there was no increase in MSES performance. 56. Table 4.45. Model fitness of small accounting practices and MSES performance after adoption. Model R square adjusted R square STD. Error of the estimate. 877.769.755.796. A. Predictors. Constant, non-compliance, tax accounting, accounting, bookkeeping. B. Dependent variable. Level of annual sales. From the regression results above, the R value is 0.779 before adoption of small accounting practices and it increased to 0.877 after adoption. This was an indication that there was a positive relationship between small accounting practices and MSES performance. The R squared, R2, value of 0.769 showed that 76.9% of MSES performance was explained by small accounting practices. The REM, aiming 23.1%, is explained by whether strategies put in place by the enterprises in order to enhance their performance. IL accounting prow. Table 4.46, ANIVA of small EC diluting practices and performance of MSE. Model sum of squares DF mean square FSIG. Regression 139.456 4 34.864 54.959 000 B. Residual 41.868 66.634. Total 181.324 70. A. Dependent variable. What were your annual sales after adoption? B. Predictors. Constant, non-compliance, tax accounting, accounting, bookkeeping. The model was significant with the F ratio equals 54.959 at P less than 0.05. This is an indication that small accounting practices had a positive effect on MSES performance. Table 4.47. Regression model coefficients A. Model unstandardized coefficients standardized T-SIG. Coefficients. STD. Error beta. Constant, minus 8.603 minus 005, 1.170.000, 1.000. Bookkeeping 0.982.150.778, 6.559.000. 57. Accounting 0.424.427.112.995.324. Tax accounting 0.041.094.035.437.663. Non-compliance 415, 171, 148, minus 2.426, 018. A. Dependent variable. What were your annual sales after adoption? B. Predictors. Small accounting practices. From the coefficients table above, bookkeeping had the highest positive and significant effect on MSES performance at S equals 0.778 or P less than 0.05. This means that as bookkeeping use increased, MSES performance improved. Accounting also had a positive effect at S equals 0.112 or P less than 0.05, but it was not significant on the performance of MSES. Tax accounting had positive and insignificant effect on MSES performance at S equals 0.035 or P less than 0.05. Non-compliance on the other hand had a negative effect on MSES performance, but it was significant S equals minus 0.148 or P less than 0.05. Given the results of the multi-regression, a model was developed as follows. The multi-I1x2 plus 0x3 pendant. Y equals minus 8.603 plus 0.982 kissy plus 0.424x2 plus 0x3 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 0.41 variable. QC equals bookkeeping. Equals accounting. JT equals auditing. X4 equals taxation error. XS equals consultancy. E equals error equals constant. 0.982, 0.424, 0.041, 0.415 and -0/75 are the coefficients of the independent variables. Percent percent. O pounds x. FFICIENTS of the. He int. 58. Table 4.48. Challenges faced by entrepreneurs in adoption of small accounting practices. Frequency percentage, percent. Cost of accounting services 41.56.9. Lack of accounting knowledge and skills 24.33.3. Lack of accounting regulation on MSES 2.8. Number and size of transactions 1.4. Ownership structure 4.5.6. Total 72.100. Cost of accounting services emerged as the most challenge which is faced by MSES operators in the process of adopting proper record keeping with 56.9%. Lack of accounting knowledge was the second with 33.3%. Lack of accounting regulation, number and size of transactions and ownership structure accounted for 2.8%, 1.4% and 5.6% respectively. The results reveal that MSES do not maintain proper books of accounts because of cost of accounting services. Owners lack the necessary accounting knowledge and skills, lack of accounting regulations on MSES, number and size of MSES TRA, NSACTIONS and the ownership structure. Percent. The reasons given by the respondents as to why they don't practice record keeping in their enterprises are not unique to Kenya. Lack of accounting knowledge on the part of the managers. Various studies in or the owners of MSES has been cited in cost and time constraint is an obvious reason. The World, Everett et al. 2006. Using Sonas but researchers. Given by many book and scholars have emphasized the business operators should persevere and keep records of their business transactions for the purpose of efficient management. 59. Chapter 5 Summary Conclusions and Recommendations. 5.1 Introduction. This chapter provides the summary of the findings as discussed in Chapter 4. It also draws conclusions based on the findings as per the objectives of the study and recommendations for policy, practice and further research. This research was an attempt to understand the effect of small accounting practices on the performances of MSES. 5.2 Sum. The Summary P. Study. L.R.Y. Pres. February 5, 2001 Bookkeeping. The first objective of the stud. Centered here is based on the findings and it is done as per the objectives of the. To examine the effect of bookkeeping on the performance of. MSES. In the quest to ascertain the researcher tested the heap. The linear regression indicated a strong bookkeeping and MSES performance adoption of the accounting practice. F. Ironship between bookkeeping and MSES performance. Relationship between the two variables. The results of an statistically significant relationship between 769 and R-squared value was 0.592, before was 0.863 and the R-squared value was 0.745 at a confidence level of 95%. This meant that 1OK keeping had a positive effect on the basis of these findings had a significant effect on The performance of MSES with a significance at Lavatoy was rejected. The overall results indicated that the performance of MSES. February 5, 2002 Accounting. The second objective of the study was to assess the effect of accounting on the performance of MSES. In the imperative to ascertain the relationship between accounting and MSES performance, the researcher tested the hypothesis on the relationship between the two variables. Overall results of the linear regression indicated a strong positive and significant relationship between accounting and MSES performance with R value of 0.652 and R squared was 0.425 before the enterprise adopted accounting practice. The regression analysis results indicated that the R value increased to 0.758 and the R squared to 0.575 after adoption with a significance level 60. Of 0.000 at a confidence level of 95%. It is on the foundation of these findings that H02 was rejected. February 5, 2003 Auditing. The third objective of the study was to investigate the effect of auditing on the performance of MSES. This was addressed by testing hypothesis H03. The results of the descriptive statistics pointed out that most MSES do not engage auditing procedure. The researcher found out that most of the MSES do not keep proper books of accounts, but they tend to keep books of original entry such as receipts, and because of these most did not engage auditors because most MSES are managed by the owners, hence there is no need for auditors. The owners are the custodians of all the financial information of the business. This led to the acceptance of H03. February 5, 2004 Tax Accounting. The researcher wanted to establish whether there was a relationship between tax accounting and MSES performance. This was measured by testing hypothesis H04. The results of the linear regressions established that the R value and R squared value before adoption was 0.489 and 0.240 respectively. There was also an increase in the R and R squared values after adoption too. 0.590 and 0.348 with a significance level of 0.000. This meant that tax accounting had a positive and significant effect on MSES performance when other factors are kept constant. It is on the basis of these findings that H04 was rejected. Tax accounting had positive and insignificant effect on MSES performance at S equals 0.035, a p less than 0.05 when multiple regression was done. February 5, 2005 Non-compliance. Non-compliance services were measured in terms of the effect of advisory and valuation services among others on the decision-making, hence performance of MSES enterprises. The fifth objective of the study was to explore the relationship between non-compliance services and MSES performance. The results of the linear regression signposted a weak positive and insignificant relationship between non-compliance and MSES performance with R of 0.051 and R squared value was 0.03 before adoption of the accounting practice. After adoption, the R was 0.055 and the R squared value was 0.03 with a significance level of 0.646 at a confidence level of 95%. This prompted the acceptance of HO 561. 5.3 Discussion. March 5, 2001 Bookkeeping. Bookkeeping was found to have an effect on the performance of MSES. This is in agreement to research findings by Ed Miller, Samuel, and I. Fellapo, 2012, who concluded that record keeping is essential to business management. Failure to record business financial transactions, bookkeeping, leads to collapsing of the business within few months of its establishment, Jermaine, 2009. In essence, record keeping is one thing an entrepreneur cannot afford to ignore. The foundation of accurate financial statements is timely, accurate bookkeeping services. Ewira. Itiwon of Egg Injured Out. 2012, pointed out the following as the most important reasons to set up a good record kendro. Management. To control the creation and growth of records, to reduce operating costs, improve efficiency and productivity, to assimilate new records management technologies and to ensure regulatory compliance. VA. March 5, 2002 Accounting. 4. Yield that Econ. The research findings revealed that accounting was not a statistically significant variable on MSES performance. This is because if the owners of MSES do not perform bookkeeping, which is the foundation of accurate financial statements, then preparation of financial statements will be jeopardized. An emphasis is laid on the significance of keeping proper books of accounts by Bury Abaruma, 1998, because it enables small businesses to have accurate information on which to base decisions. Hughes, 2003, asserts that keeping records is crucial for the successful performance of a business. A comprehensive record-keeping system makes it possible for entrepreneurs to develop accurate and timely financial reports that show the progress and current condition of the business. Ch. The research findings were also in agreement to Baird, 1998. The quality of accounting information utilized within an enterprise has a positive relationship with an entity's performance. It was also found that most MSES are largely cash-based businesses, meaning inadequate accounting records and audit trail. The study also revealed that for those entrepreneurs who had operated business before, most of their businesses failed because they did not prepare financial statements. It has been recognized that appropriate accounting information is important for a successful management of any business entity, whether large or small, European Commission, EC, 2008. Further evidence was consistent with Kinney, 2001, suggests that accounting is 1.62. Of the most important types of information for decision-making both within and outside the organization. IMEA. V. Initiated. March 5, 2003 Auditing. The study revealed that most MSES do not engage auditing procedures. This objective was not regressed. Auditing was found not to be statistically significant to MSES performance. It is clear that auditing is the systematic and scientific examination of the books of accounts and records of a business so as to enable the auditor to satisfy himself that the balance sheet and the profit and loss account are properly drawn up so as to exhibit a true and fair view of the financial state of affairs of the business and profit or loss for the financial period. Most MSES did not prepare final books of accounts, which mean that there was no examination of the books of accounts. March 5, 2004 Tax Accounting. Findings from the study indicated that most of the micro-enterprises do not prepare financial statements for tax purposes. However, it was found that most micro-enterprises prepared financial statements because it is a requirement by Kenya Revenue Authority to file yearly returns. This influences micro-enterprises to do bookkeeping, prepare financial statements, carry out audit on the books of accounts and also use the audited books to file returns. If an enterprise prepares books of accounts for tax purpose, it can be able to do tax planning, which involves arrangement of the affairs of a taxpayer in such a way as to minimize tax liability at lowest cost without contravening any tax law or regulations. Since tax is an expense to the entrepreneur, tax avoidance can enable the entrepreneur reduce this expense, hence increase income and improve profitability. The findings are also in agreement with Lelin and Sapa, 2010, who reported that the main drivers why micro and small firms prepared financial statements is pressure from regulatory authorities. March 5, 2005 Non-compliance services. The findings revealed that non-compliance have a positive effect on the performance of MSES, though the effect is minimal. The study revealed that most MSES are not even aware about the non-compliance services offered by accounting firms. The few who declared that they had engaged accountants for non-compliance services said that they received advisory services which improve their decision-making, hence good business performance. The findings also revealed 63. That most MSES are willing to outsource non-compliance services because they believe that the services improve business performance. 5.4 Conclusions. April 5, 2001 Effective bookkeeping on MSES performance. The study concluded that bookkeeping has an effect on MSES performance. It was also concluded that many MSES record their transactions randomly without adherence to any established systems of accounting, hence making it difficult in keeping track of the cash flows in. April 5, 2002 Effective accounting on MSES performance. The study concluded that accounting is an important variable which affects MSES performance, even though most MSES do not keep complete accounting records because of lack of accounting knowledge and the cost of hiring accountants. As a result, there is an efficient use of accounting information to support financial performance measurement by MSES. This made it difficult for 7X the entrepreneurs to calculate their business profit efficiently. Failure of keeping of accurate records was highly blamed on the lack of accounting skills and knowledge. Lack of accounting by April 5, 2003 effect of auditing on MSES performance. Most MSES do not subject their books to auditing procedure. The study concluded that auditing does not affect the performance of MSES. This is mainly because most MSES are managed by M. Audit. Owner managers, hence the custodian of all the information on the enterprise, hence no need for Q. Performance. April 5, 2004 effect of tax accounting on the performance of MSES. The study showed that tax accounting does not have an effect on the performance of MSES because it is more of a requirement of the law than a procedure to improve business performance. April 5, 2005 non-compliance services and MSES performance. The research findings led to the conclusion that non-compliance services have an effect on MSES performance, though the effect is minimal. 64.5.5 recommendations. The findings vibrantly exhibited that there is generally lack of accounting knowledge and skills required by the owners or managers of the MSES. Although some are willing to learn about the recording, others are not motivated enough, and therefore recommended that some incentive be put in place in terms of policy to force them practice the recording for their enterprises. The study therefore recommends that the ministry responsible for MSES should initiate accounting training programs for entrepreneurs running micro and small businesses. The study also recommends that the accounting firms should make an effort to provide a special package for MSES owners on preparation of financial statements. The package should be cost-friendly to the MSES operators and tailor-made for their unique businesses. 5.6 areas of further study. The study was carried out to explore on the effect of small accounting practices on the performance of MSES in Nakuru Central Business District, CBD. Nakuru CBD is located in Nakuru County. The researcher suggests that similar studies can be carried countrywide. 4.11. The researcher also advocates for a further study on the factors that affect adoption of small accounting practices by MSI. Degrees Q7%. 65. References. Accountancy Qualifications at a Glance, ACCA, 2014, SEP 2013. www.acca.com. Retreya F. January 4, 2014. Aber, J., and Quirtia. 2010. Issues in SME Development in Ghana and South Africa. International Research Journal of Finance and Economics, 39, 6, 215-228. Edmila, G. O., Samuel A. O. J., and I. Felapo A. O. 2012. The Roles of Record Keeping in the Survival and Growth of Small-Scale Enterprises in Local Government Area of Kogi Stat Q., Global Journal of Management and Business Research, Volume 12, Issue 13, Version 1.0, Year 2012. Auction, A.A., and Dumzebch, 1972. Production, Information Costs, and Economic Organization Re/C/767 Economic Review LXII, No. 5, December, 777-795. Amalka, G.K. 2013. Akayuni Practices of SMES. A Case Study of Commerce Metropolis in Ghana, International Law/IF Business and Management, Volume 8, No. 24, 2013, ISN 1833-2850-1. Askeet, D., and Western, F. 1994. Small Business, Growth Patterns and Jobs, Business Economics Journal, Volume 29, No. 3, July, p. 31-34. Barney, J.B. 2001. Is the resource-based theory a useful perspective for strategic management research? Yes. Academy of Management Review, 26, 1, pages 41-56. Benzine, C., Shu, H. and Kera, O. 2009. Entrepreneurs in Turkey, A Factor Analysis of Motivations, Success Factors, and Problems. Journal of Small Business Management, 47, 1, 58-291. Buriabaruma, E., 1998. Small-Scale Businesses and Commercial Banks in Uganda, 1st edition. Kampala, Makerere University Press. S. Journal of T. Immersial Banksing. Bowman, H., and Bota, H. 1984. Planning in Small and Medium-Sized Firms, The Challenges and Premises of the Strategic Planning, Dept. Bus. Edmund Eakins. Mir University. Sweden. Botalhau, A.J., and Alls, A. S. 2007. Mobile Use/Adoption by Small and Medium Enterprises in Latin America and the Caribbean, Creative Commons Attribution. Baun, M., Merera, M., and Mreethi, S. 2009. Management of Business Challenges Among Small and Micro Enterprises in Nairobi, Kenya, KCA Journal of Business Management Volume 2, Issue 1. Canback, S. 1998. Transaction, Cost Theory and Management Consulting. Why do management consultants exist? Working Paper 981002, Henley Management College, Henley on Thames. 66. Central Bureau of Statistics, 2005. National Baseline of Study of Micro and Small Enterprises, IFC, SME Study. College, J., and Jarvis R., 2002. Financial Information and the Management of Small Private Companies. Journal of Small Business and Enterprise Development, 9, 2, 102-110. College, J., and Hesse R., 2013. Business Research, A Practical Guide for Undergraduate and Postgraduate Students. New York, Palgrave Macmillan. Cooper, D. R. and Schindler, P. S. 2008. Business Research Methods, Boston, McGraw-Hill. Day, J. 2000. The Value and Importance of the Small Firm to the World Economy, European Journal of Marketing, Volume 34, No. 9/10, pages 1, 0, 3, 3, 3, 7. Deakins, D., Logan, D., and Steele, L. 2001. The Financial Management of the Small Enterprise, CCA Research Report, No. 64. Deakins, D., Morrison, A., and Galloway, L. 2002. Evolution, Financial Management and Learning in the Small Firm, Journal of Small Business and Enterprise Development, Volume 9, No. 1, pages 7-16. Dooley, L.M., and Linda, J.R. 2003. The Handling of Non-Response Error, Human Resource Development Journal, Volume 14. Perret, P., Zayan, G., and Rummel, J. 2006. Outsourcing of Accounting Tasks in SMES, An Extended TCE Model, Working Paper No. 2004403. Universitätsagentur. Feinitgen, G. 2000. Micro and Small Enterprise Development and Poverty Alleviation in Thailand, Project/UNDP. Working Paper 2, Fitzgerald, L., Johnson, R., Brignall, S., Silverstrow, R., and Vess, C. 2006. Performance Measurement in Service Business, London, SIMA. Flolig, M. N., and Avihandra, M. 2006. Business Performance Management, One Truth, Information Systems Management, 23, 1, 41-48. Jmain, P. J. 2010. Small Business Bookkeeping, as in Articles.com. J. L. Mills. G. and Rajan, P. 2006. Educational Research, Competences for Analysis and Application, 8th ed. New York, Prentice Hall. Corey, R. and Gromhug, K. 2005, Research Methods in Business Studies, A Practical Guide. F.T., Prentice Hall. Gitman, L. J. 2000. Principles of Managerial Finance, 9th edition, Addison Wesley, Longman. Goodham, P.N., Tobiasen, A. and Nordhake. 2004. Accountants as Sources of Business Advice for Small Firms, Lead Author, International Small Business Journal. 22, 1, 5-20. 67. Haber, J. 2004. Accounting Demystified. New York, Emacom. P. 15 ISBN 0-8144-07900. Hansen, S. 0. 2005. Department of Philosophy and History. Of Technology, Royal Institute of Technology, KTH, Stockholm. Holmes, S., and Nichols, D. 1998. An analysis of the use of accounting information by Australian Small Business, Journal of Small Business Management, April, p. 57-268. Howard, p. 2009. Good recording important for successful business. Georgia, Angelo State University. Hughes, C. 2003. Opportunities for record managers working in the private sector. Records Management Society of Great Britain, Record Management Journal, Voice 1303, 2003 PPL 17-722. ILO 1972. Employment, Income and Equity, A Strategy of Increasing Productive Employment in Kenya. Geneva, International Labour Organization. ILO 1989. A Strategy for Small Enterprise Development Towards the Year 2000, Nairobi, Kenya. Institute of Management Consulting, 2014. Commission of Non-Compliance Services. V. Jarvis, R. Kitching, J. Curran, J. and Lightfoot, G. 1996. Performance Measures in Small Firms, Certified Accountant. J. Arbolin, J. Doramed, M. 2009. Outsourcing of Accounting Functions Amongst SME Companies in Malaysia, An Exploratory Study. J. Eck. Bus. Pub Interest, 8, 2, 96-114. Jensen, M. C., and Metling, W. H. 1976. Theory of the Firm, Managerial Behavior, Agency Costs and Ownership Structures, Journal of Financial Economics, Voi 3. Kariuki, G. 2009. Growth and Improvement of Information Communication Technology in Kenya, Thesis, United States International University. Kakazi, S., and Medra L. 2002. Improving Modern Energy Services for Africa's Urban Poor, Energy Policy. Kesi, S., and Team USS 2010. The Impact of Training on Performance of Micro and Small Enterprises Served by Microfinance Institutions in Tanzania, Research Journal of Business Management, New York, Academic Journals, ISM 1819-1932, ZDB 2501891. Volume 4.20102, p. 103-111. Kenya National Bureau of Statistics, 2007. Micro and Small Enterprise Survey, Nairobi, Kenya. Kinney, W. R. 2001. Accounting Scholarship, What is Uniquely Ours? The Accounting Review, 76, 2, 275-284, http://dx.deck.org/10.2303/eq.20q17622275. Cowthery, C. R. and Geck, G. 2014. Research Methodology, Methods and Techniques, 3rd ed. New Delhi, New Age International Publishers. 68. KNBS, 2010. Kenya Economic Survey. Nairobi, Government Printers. Ledzny, W. 2001. Small Business Development in South Africa under the Majority Rule, 14th Annual Conference of Small Enterprise Association of Australia and New Zealand. Lelling, H. and Sapper, R. I. 2010. Research on Usage and Usefulness Perception of Financial Accounting Practices in Less Developing Countries. A Case of Cambodia. Proceedings of the 7th International Conference on Innovation and Management, 1881-1885. Lawrence, J. E. 2009. The Internet in Small to Medium-Sized Enterprises. Research Notes, Information, Society and Justice, Voi 2 No. 2 ISM 1756-1078, 221-235. RDI. Lawrence, R. D. 2014. Practical Manual for Auditors, Primary Source Edition, New York, Ebu Press. Lenchnecker, J. G., Petty, C. W., Moore, J. W. and Pellick, L. E. 2006. Small Business Management, An Entrepreneurial Emphasis. London, Thomson Southwestern. Lakes, E. 2005. The Economic Role of SMEs in World Economy, Especially in Europe, European Integration Studies, Miss Golk, Volume 4 No. 1, pages 3-12. Information use n. Zingus Economics, eBay, n. 1998. The information use in an SME, its importance and some elements of information use in an influence. Small Business Economics, 10, 2, 171-191. 2008. The Provision. Marriott, N. A. Marriott, P. 2008. The Provision of Financial Information to Smaller Companies by Their Accountant. A Survey, Information and the Small Business Conference, University. Vora B. of St. Andrews, Edinburgh. Marcedon, S. 2008. Australian Master Bee Occupier's Guide. Sydney, CCHISP equals 9781921593574. Management Consulting, 2014. http://on.wikipedia. ORUFRT/MARFRGMTCONSULTIN. MBUGUA, Wambuit, 2013. Factors affecting the growth of micro and small enterprises. A case of tailoring and dressmaking enterprises in LDOT, International Journal of Business and Social Science, Volume 4, No. 5. Mitchell, F., and Kariaki and Reed, G.C. 2000. Editorial Problems, Challenges and Opportunities. The Small Businesses Are Setting for Management Accounting Research. Management Accounting Research, Volume 11, pages 385-390. Mouton, J. 2011. How to Succeed in Your Master's and Doctoral Studies, a South African Guide and Resource Book, Pretoria, Van Schaik Publishers. Moyer, E., Oshino, G., Moore, I., and Rong, E. 2006. Developing a Marketing Framework for Micro and Small Enterprises in Kenya, Kenya Institute for Public Policy and Research Analysis. Magenda, O. M., and Magenda, A., G. 2003. Research Methods, Quantitative and Qualitative Approaches, Nairobi, Acts Press. 69. MSME Act, 2012. Retrieved September 16, 2014 from Statutes of Kenya Database. MWANGI, BW, 2011. Accounting Systems in Small and Micro Enterprises in Kenya, Journal of Language, Technology and Entrepreneurship in EFICA Volume 3 No. 1. Nemias, C.F., and Nemias, D. 2008. Research Methods in the Social Sciences, 7th ed. New York, Worth Publishers. Naum, S.G. 2007. Dissertation Research and Writing for Construction Students, 2nded. Amsterdam, Boston, Elsevier Butchworth Heinemann. Needles, Belvert, E., and Marion P. 2013. Principles of Financial Accounting, Financial Accounting Series, Snegage Learning. Neely, A. 1998, Measuring Business Performance. Why, What and How, Economist Books, London. NGUGI, JN, and BWISA, H. 2013. Factors Influencing Growth of Group-Owned Small and Medium. 013. FAR. Enterprises. A Case of One Village, One Product Enterprises, International Journal of Education and Research, Volume 1, No. 8. VET. NZOMOND, 2002. Basic Accounting, Principles and Procedures. University of Nairobi Press, Riverbricks Community. OCAFOR, E., 2006. Africa Unchained, http://africaunchained.blogspot.com/african. Elson, O., Blonskosk, M., Degard, J., and Jensen, 2004. Accounting and Entrepreneurship, a Review and Discussion of the Scientific Literature. Paper presented at the 4th Asia-Pacific Interdisciplinary Research in Accounting Conference, 4-6 July, Singapore. An ALARPO, AA, and a DEDB, TA, 2014. The Analysis of the Impact of Accounting Records Keeping on the Performance of the Small-Scale Enterprises, International Journal of Academic Research in Business and Social Sciences, January 2014, Volume 4, No. 1, ISSN 2222-269-90. Padake, 2012. Factors Affecting the Adoption of Formal Accounting Systems by SMES, Business and Economics Journal, Volume 2012. BEJ, minus 67. Pandy, IM, 1991. Financial Management New Delhi, Victas Publishing House. Peacock, W, 1988. Small Business Bankruptcy, Accounting Forum, 1, 3, p. 51-52. Perrin, L, and Grant, p. 2000. The Evolution of Management Routines in Small Businesses, a Sushore Construction Perspective. Management Accounting Research, 11, 391-411. http://dx.deg.org/10.1006/med.2000.q141. Robert, K. M. 2013. Internal Auditing, Directions and Opportunities Hardcover. Altamonte Springs Institute of Internal Auditors. 70. Reed, R. 2010. Good Small Business Guide. How to Start and Grow Your Own Business, 2nd edition, London, & Black Publishers Limited. Shaler, G. 2004. An Introduction to Corporate Governance in Australia, Pearson Education Australia, Sydney. Shian, S.R.C. 2006. Microentity Financial Reporting, Some Empirical Evidence on the Perspectives of Preparers and Users, Information Paper Prepared for Small and Mediums is Practices Committee. IFAC. New York. Simon, H. 2009. Hidden Champions of the 21st Century, Success Strategies of Unknown, World Market Leaders. London, Springer. Los Alamitos, Itriquely Computer Society Press. Tiwong. Kenya, International Labour Organization, Geneva. Stevens On, L., and S. Tiwong, A. 2005. Support for Growth-Oriented Women Entrepreneurs in. Strong, D.M., Lee, Y.W., and Wang, R.Y. 1997. 10 Potholes in the Road to Information Quality. S. Alamitos, D. Tanwongsville, V., and Panvanichkal, T. 2008. Accounting Information Requirements and Reporting Practices of HICMS. Mengt University Technology, 59-74. Lin, P.R., Robinson, E.T., and Toll, E. 2004. Qualitative Methods in Public Health, A Field Guide for Applied Research, San Francisco, Josai Base. Germain, T. 1967, Statistics, An Introductory Analysis, New York, Harbor and Row. Ewira, B. M. 2012. Record Keeping and Growth of Micro and Small Enterprises, A Case Study of Tiki Municipality in Kenya, KU Journal of Business Management. Wigand, Kesso, Kimmel. 2003. Financial Accounting, Susan Elber. P. 6.0.4.7.1.0.7.2.4.1.9. William, G. N., Mechem, J. M., and Mechem S. M. 2008. Understanding Small Business, 5th edition. 2008. Dest. L. What is Consultancy Service? 2014, October. Institute of Management Consulting retrieved for EMTP, www.institutemanagementcensal/consultancy/services/underscore-wetis.html. Zoel, 2010. The Research on Issues and Countermeasures of Accounting Information of SMES. International J. Bus. Manage, 5, 3, 223-225. 71. Appendices. Appendix I, Letter of Introduction. T. Office. Dedinki Mathia University of Technology, P.O. Box 657-10100, Nyeri, Kenya. Home, 07138353596. Email, schoolofbusiness@dkut.ev.ke. Chairman, Department of Business Administration. Administration Department. 5%. K. Lection. Using. 2. Whom it may CC. From, Chairman, Business. Date, 18th December 2014. Subject, Assistance 1. This is to certify that J1500201-4 is registered in the Master University of Technology. In partial full, the candidate is required to undertake an M. Y bar 2, registration no. B211-02, Ministration Programme at Dedham Kimathi T of the requirements for the award of the degree, able her write a thesis. To the cent, check clear Henry Barter is carrying out a study TMUUTD effects of small accounting practices on the performance of micro and small enterprises, MSC*S, in Nakuru Town. This is to request you to offer her the necessary support to enable him collect primary data, which will be used for academic purposes only. Thank you. F.U. Dr. Afanya, Far. Ph.D. FCIM, UK. Chairman. Business Administration Department. VAR. Is ISO 9001:2008 certified. Is. Better Light Through Technology. 72. Appendix the second questionnaire. Part I. Profile of the enterprise. Please place a cross, X, or a tick, V, in the appropriate box. 1. Please indicate your gender. Male. Female. 2. Years of operations. 1 to 2 years. 2 to 3 years. 3 to 5 years. Over 5 years. 3. Nature of the. 4. Number of employees in your business. 0 to 5 employees. 6 to 10 employees. NYR Blizzard. 11 to 30 employees. 31 to 50 employees. 5. Who manages TES business? Owner manager. Employee manager. Part the second. Small accounting services offered by accountants bookkeeping 4P. 1. Do you record your transactions? Yes. I. No. 2. Who maintains your books of accounts? Self. Outsourcing. Business accountant. 73. Description: very great extent, 5, great extent, 4, moderate extent, 3, low extent, 2, no extent at all, 1. Journals. Ledger accounts. Cash book. Trial balance. 4. To what extent I / I agree with the following statements? Description. I prepare the records B. B. SC. I and 0 J. Requirement. 1. The records are an 8. I use the records to acquire the records have an impact performance. 5. How often do you prepare them? Please tick W'. Description: daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly. Journals. Ledger accounts. Cash book. Trial balance. 74. Extent, 2. 6. If no, why don't you maintain them? Accounting. 1. To what extent do you prepare the following financial accounting statements? Description: very great extent, 5, great extent, 4, moderate extent, 3, low extent, 2, no extent at all, 1. Income statement. Statement of financial position. Cash flow statements TC%. 2012. 3. Have you ever before operated a business like this one before elsewhere in the country? Yes or okay. No. 4. If yes, has it ever failed? Yes, no. 5. Why did it fail? 6. Was lack of maintaining proper books of accounts among the causes of the failure? Yes. No. 75. 7. What is your opinion about the following? Statement: strongly disagree, L, disagree, 2, somewhat erred, 3, agree, 4, strongly agree, 5. Preparation of books of accounts is key to the success of a business. Some business, for example, micro and small businesses, do not require care keeping. It is always good to keep record of all transactions in my business. It is waste of money to employ an accountant to help in care keeping -4. My business has been very successful even if I don't practice care keeping. I would really appreciate if given a chance to learn more about care keeping. Auditing. 1. Does your business have a yes/no? Internal controls. 2. What kinds of internal controls? IT controls. W. 3. Do you have your books of accounts audited? Yes. No. CI 1. 4. If yes, what is the purpose of carrying out the auditing procedure? 5. How often is the auditing done? Monthly. Quarterly. Half yearly. Yearly. 76. Tax accounting. To what extent does tax influence record keeping? Very great extent, 5. Great extent, 4. Moderate extent, 3. Low extent, 2. No extent, 1. Which accounting records do you maintain for tax purposes? Percent. 4F. 3. Why do you keep such records? PUSC. Non-compliance services. 1. Have you ever outsourced? Yes, no. Urged accountancy services from accounting firms? 2. If yes, what kind of accounting services? Description. Very great extent, 5, H paragraph 1, 0 GI. Moderate extent, 3, low extent, 2, no extent at all, 1. Consultancy services influence decision making. Consultancy services influence adoption of accounting practices. Consultancy services affect MSES performance. 77. Part the 4th, challenges. 1. What challenges do you face in record keeping for your current business? 2. In your opinion, what are the solutions to those challenges? Thank you very much for sacrificing your precious time to answer my questions. 78.